You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intent. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
All right, guys, what's up? This is Paul Verzi here, and I am co. No, not co. I am.
No, you're
yes.
me.
I keep saying, everybody's saying, are you co? And I'm like, no, I'm fucking Bobby today. I was here last week for an amazing one with, who was on it?
Anthony Cumia. Yeah. We had Casey Balsham.
And we got into it, and it got a little political and nuts, but fun. Mm-hmm. And then
really with Anthony Cumia?
Yeah. And then they asked me to do this, and I'm thrilled to be here, and I have you, Deepu. I have a co-pilot here.
Yeah, Paul is so excited to have a producer in the studio as opposed to just like someone he emails. Yeah.
Dude, I've been doing my podcast for 6 years, and when I fuck up, it's like I just either have to, you know, I have to stop everything or I have to go back. I have to make sure it's recorded, and it's always me.
Dude, every listener knows when you hear Lloyd, there's a pause after that, and then
you
come back.
Yeah, the middle of my podcast, like people like that, though.
Yeah, it's great.
They were like, don't take it out. So my dog, Lloyd, I would be in the middle of like some fucking rant or something, and I'd be like, Lloyd,
it's like epic.
You fucking, and everyone's like, you got to keep that in there. So I'm either yelling at my cats, my kids, or my dog during it. But here I have Deepu. Deepu, and we also have amazing guests. One is also coming. Do you want to?
Yeah, our first guest today is Alexis Guerreros.
What up, everybody?
Of Cooligans fame.
That's right.
Yeah. Cooligans blowing up.
Does everyone
up.
Like soccer? Please stop calling me gay. I can hear it already.
All right, we lost listeners already.
Yeah, I said soccer.
Who like soccer? They were like, yeah, nah, I can't.
Let's I think I'm going. Listening to a European podcast or something
they're,
weird.
They're like the Super Bowls this week. What's going
I can't
on?
Do it yet.
We also have Luciana Gatica in the studio.
Yeah. Luciana Gatica.
Pronouncing my
two
name
Latinos.
Is it?
I know.
Luciana.
Luciana. Yes.
Luciana. And where are you from?
Well, I was.
Well, your family.
Chilean, Irish, German. So half Chilean, half Irish German.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Do you go to Chile?
I haven't since I was a little girl, but I want that to be
you're not allowed to anymore.
I know.
So part of the band.
I don't know if I'll be let back in.
Yeah. I think, wait.
You're too brown.
I'm going to postpone that trip for another 4 to 8 years, hopefully four.
And we also have Giannis Pappas joining us later on in the show today.
Giannis, my good friend who I ran into last night and always stay out way too late. Giannis is one of those guys, like, you know, Giannis and I are close, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, well, like us, like, but when I see Giannis, I know. I remember back in the day, Burr would say every time I saw DeRosa, we would just go, fuck. Because we knew it meant that they were going to be out.
It's an all-nighter.
And that's kind of what's happening with Giannis now because we both smoke the cigars and we both like to, you know, go out, hang, shoot the shit. We always end up at a diner.
Right.
And it turns in, and I have an hour drive home. And I'm like, no, if I leave at 1:30, then I'm like, wow, it's 2.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, dude, it's 3. I'm going to get home at 4. And it's always a fucking nightmare. So sometimes it's good when you don't see those people.
Yeah.
But you, I just found out. Yeah. Aren't going to no longer be smoking the sticks for a while.
Just
huh?
for a little bit.
All right.
My wife works at a cancer hospital.
All right.
And she just got some whole thing that says it's like smoking 15 cigarettes. And I'm like, nah, baby. I'm like, first, the first thing I said, I was like, you can't prove that. I'm like, where are you getting this information? And she's like, you idiot. I work in the cancer hospital in the world. I'm like, oh, yeah, good point.
That means Bobby Kelly smokes.
Yeah.
Bobby Kelly must smoke fucking 4 packs of cigarettes a day.
He smoked one tobacco farm yesterday.
Yeah.
I thought you don't inhale. I don't
you
know
do not.
How to smoke
you don't,
cigars.
But the smoke, still, oh, you want to pull the smoke back and out. And essentially, it travels through your esophagus so much that it's the equivalent of, because it's so big.
I will tell you this. Luciana's right about something, because I went to my doctor and I was like, look, you know, my wife is giving me shit. My wife gives me shit about it, because I love a steak. You know, I mean, I'll smoke fucking, I love to smoke a good
cigar.
Dude,
if I smell like cigars, Dio say, be like, you were hanging out with Verzi today, weren't you? And
yeah.
Like,
yeah. So I guess they say that the main smokers in the comedy scene in New York would be myself, Aaron Berg,
who just quit.
Bobby, no, Berg. I saw him yesterday outside smoking.
He says he's quitting.
Oh, I hope I didn't ruin it. Yeah, I just put him on blast. Yeah, his fucking girls listening, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I know he did quit, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Oh, no, he wasn't smoking.
Wink, wink.
That wasn't, yeah, that was, yeah. No, so it's Berg, myself, obviously Bobby,
yeah.
Giannis. I would say you're probably you're probably like tier two.
I'm second level.
You're second level, but you're still in the category.
Yeah, I'm in the game.
And you want to know what's funny about it is when you go on the road, like, even when I was in Canada, I was performing in Canada, and they were like, what's this whole thing with, like, New York comics smoking cigars now? Like, people see us doing that.
Yeah, I'm from L.A., and no one does that there.
Of course not, because it's not organic. Well,
yeah,
you know?
That's true.
But,
Well,
can I get a free-range cigar? Is that possible?
Do you have, like, an electric cigar, maybe?
They do,
actually,
by
they're
the
actually
way.
Making they that do? Shit. Yeah,
oh, my
yeah.
God.
It's embarrassing.
Fuck, it is embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
You know what? Since
I'd rather get cancer before I smoke it. I'd be like 15 cigars now. I don't give a shit.
You know, an e-cigar is just like,
you can't do it.
Dude, either smoke a fucking stick or not.
Yeah, yeah.
You
or don't.
I mean? Yeah.
Stand next to the guy smoking the cigar. You don't need to be out there with that electric cigar. Right, guys? Right, fellas? Let me know when we're all done so I can unplug my cigar.
Isn't that just like a vape?
It's blue. Yeah. It's like a blue fucking flame or green.
It's plugged into your fucking dashboard.
So let's do this. Let's talk about this. This is what I want to talk about. It's actually good that we have, because I've been talking to people about this a lot. Now, how long have you been in the New York comedy scene now?
It'll be 3 years in March.
3 years. I remember you when you were first got here. I saw you at Gotham, I believe.
I wasn't even going to move here. You were like one of the people who he was like the first comic I met here in New York. And he was like, you should move here. I was like, nah.
Because you came from the LA scene.
Yeah.
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 And I always wanted to live here. But then I just kind of gave up on it in my late 20s. I was like, I'm not moving across the country. I'm not going to like winter and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, yeah. And I was just visiting. That was my first time.
And it was Juice, right?
Yeah. It was Juice. Yeah. Comedy Juice. And
great show.
It was like in October of like 2013. And then, yeah, I remember you talking to you. You're like, you should move here. Like, you would do really well. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't think so.
Can't believe he lied to you.
Well, that's what
I know. It's all your fault. Now I'm here.
She's like, so I'm begging for money.
Talking into a saliva-filled microphone.
Yeah, you ruined
smells
it. Like, now
like
I'm like
slobber.
Now I'm
I know.
Yeah, yeah. I won't go near this thing.
Yeah.
I'll get Febreze.
I got fucking Bobby.
Yeah, Febreze is going to kill the bacteria. Don't even worry about the
this
Febreze.
This thing is fucking infested with Bobby breath. Yeah.
You smelling that? That's 15 cigarettes on its own.
I wish it did smell like cigars. Yeah. So, now, I guess this is the thing. A lot of people, when people go out to Los Angeles, it's either hate. Like, a lot of people just hate it. Like, a lot of East Coast are just like, nah. Yep. You know, and I was out there visiting, you know, I went out there for, I performed at the Orpheum. I opened for Burr on New Year's Eve. Me and my wife went out there.
I heard that show was incredible.
That show was crazy. Yeah. I'm not going to, that show was crazy.
Yeah.
And it was me, Bartnick, Lawhead Burr. It was just
four horsemen.
It was a four horsemen. It was fucking awesome.
On New Year's Eve.
On New Year's Eve. Yeah. At two shows. But my wife, we're driving around and my wife is like, I can't live here, you know? But I feel like this is just me. When I was in LA the first time, I was like, I get the weather. I get the sights. The sights would be like seeing the mountains and shit. Like it's cool. It's nice.
Dude, I drove to San Diego. I was like, this is ridiculous.
It's a beautiful landscape. The weather is great. I also like that it gets a little cold at night because of the desert. But I didn't love it. But then my second time going, I stayed for like a week and something about it changed. I was like, I kind of like it. I kind of like the fucking helicopters flying around. I kind of like the weather. I kind of like it. And then I noticed I miss it. But I will say this. I think I can do it like 2 week increments or a month. I just don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I got kids. I love the seasons and shit.
Yeah.
But not that matters. But I think it's cool for my kids to have fucking snow.
Yeah. Yeah, no, 100%. It makes you a better person. No offense.
Yeah.
To
it makes you I don't know about a better person.
No, I do. I think it does. No, because if you have fucking perfect weather all year round, there's something wrong with your head.
Yeah.
You never get that time off. You don't get that snow, I can't go outside. You don't miss people. You know, like the first week of spring in the city? That's like the fucking greatest week.
All right, so let's say this. Let's say it's maybe you're more balanced. I don't know about better.
Nah, I think it makes you a better person.
You get better DNA. Yeah. I'm telling you. You got better
inside.
You're a better inside. Yeah. You're just a better human being.
Maybe it's not that we're better. It's just that they're so shitty, you know, over there. It's just what it is. It's, I think it's too much of a good thing out there. I love visiting LA because when you get out there, you're like, oh, this is great. And then a week later, you're like, all right, I get it. I can't wait to go back. And I'm not one of those guys who's like, oh, you can't get a good slice. I mean, I am that guy, actually. But, you know, that doesn't bother me. Like, the topography doesn't bother me. The geography. What really bothers me is like, and you know what it is? This time I found it's the comedians that I really like out there. It's literally everyone else in that city. That's not just like a just a regular dude from like Los Angeles. I'm talking like the actors, the people from their from their towns that they consider themselves the hottest, the cutest, that go to that fucking city.
Yes.
They're just the shittiest people.
Yeah.
I can't be around them.
Yeah.
I can't be around these stupid conversations like, so what do you do? What do you draw? I don't give a fuck about you. And I don't want you to give a fuck about me.
It's true.
I had a lot of coffee.
When I like I remember meeting Paul and he was like, yeah, you should move here. And he was so nice. Like I didn't know him, but he was like, hey, what's up? Like
you don't get people like this in LA.
I did not expect that when I moved here.
Really?
I didn't know any comedians.
Really?
I was like, I did not expect to be embraced the way I was by the comedy community in New York City. Like, it's unbelievable, by especially women, because women, like the female comedians in LA, are all like hot girls. And a lot of them are my friends. If you're listening, I still love you. But a lot, they're just like hot girls, and they're like, oh my God, it's like so, like, you know, crazy, like doing stand up because I'm hot. You
I love
know?
And it's some like, of them are my friends. I love you, but they're like, oh my God.
No, but it's
hilarious.
Like every hot girl just thinks it's so ironic. Oh my God, I'm going to do stand up because it's like so ironic because they're all actresses. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's
it reminds
just,
me of this.
It's so crazy. And it's just also, there are no, like, you, I see so many like lineups in LA and flyers, and none of them have a female comedian on it. And I'm like, really, guys? Really? Like at the Laugh Factory, at the Comedy Store, like all of them. And here, every show has a woman on it, you know? And just like the way, like, I remember one of the first, I think it, Giannis actually was one of the first comedians I met too, and Chris DiStefano at the Stand. Like, I was just hanging out there because people were like hanging out at the Stand. And I remember them being like, oh, welcome, you know? And those are people like I respect, like, you know, people like you guys who are like, I met you right away, I think, you know, people that I actually respect as comedians who I think are so very talented, you know, who have done great things, you guys have. And I remember, you know, them being like, hey, and it wasn't like in LA where they're just trying to bang you. It was like nothing like that. They were just actually,
I'm sure they probably,
they're
just not being as direct about it.
They weren't in particular. They were just like, hey, welcome, you know, whatever. And then I would see them 2 weeks later and they'd be like, hey, Luciana, like, how's it going? How are you liking New York? Like, what's going on? In LA, I can't tell you. There's one comic specifically, I won't name his name, but he is such a piece of shit. Like, I met him. He's well known. You guys know who he is. And he, I'm sorry, I don't care how funny you are. If I've met you seven times, I've brought you up on stage before, we've done the same shows, etc. Like, and you don't remember meeting me. And I just saw him at the Standing Room like a couple weeks, like a couple months ago. And he's like, hey, nice to meet you. And I was just like, I knew it. Like, I saw him and I was like, this fucking guy. And sure enough, and somebody like Sal, the manager of Standing Room, was like, oh, yeah. Yeah. And I was like, I fucking hate that guy. Like, I knew he was going to introduce himself to me again, even though I met him like six years ago.
Yeah, we all thought it was first.
No, I know what you mean, though. I know what you mean. And
that's just the difference. They don't give a shit. Like, here, people give a shit, and they're just, you know, it's a different community.
We're better people.
But I think it's also just there are more spots here. There are more clubs here.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
They're fighting over there, you know? Yeah. Like and every time they see a new comic, they're like, this person's going to take my spots. Where here, it's like, hey, no, like, there's spots for everyone, you know.
Well, one thing I think that I think here, you know, and I said this, I've said this to young comics. I remember that there's a young kid, Cody Odell. He's a newer comic out here. He's from San Antonio. I saw him work, and I go, look, you know, it's like what Chris Rock said. He goes,
"Doesn't
matter."
You're like the Godfather, just going up to new comics.
It's just thing with Henley's increasing the rent in Manhattan, in New York City. Everybody's got to move to me.
If I see somebody that I like, and I think I see somebody that's funny or can be funny, or somebody that's vulnerable, and I'm just like, "Look, man, you got to, if you want to get better." I think this is no disrespect to comics in L.A. When I go out to L.A., I have some people know me, so I could get up on like a weekend at the Improv. But other places don't. I'd have to get like either hookups or something. They don't know me out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I do notice when I do perform out there and you get real on stage, the crowd sees it differently. Like, I've noticed that they're just like, oh, shit, because I don't think they're getting a lot. Now, there's definitely monsters out there.
Yeah, 100%. There's killers out there.
There's absolute killers. I'm not going to sit here and say, but.
And there's a lot of low-key killers, people that don't get the respect, don't have that high-level buzz.
Right.
And I'm like, man, these guys are great.
But I think the New York scene, this is the closest I've seen to, like, a Montreal Just for Laughs show where you look at the lineup and you're just like, you know, Friday, Saturday night at the Stand.
Yeah.
You know, also when you look at Friday, Saturday night at the Cellar or the Stand and you look at them, you're just like
New York Comedy Club. I mean, yeah.
New York Comedy Club, like all of these like great clubs in New York, and there's a lot. You look at the
Comedy Juice on a Tuesday.
You look at the lineups and it's like, this is fucking, this is like, it can only get you better. But I agree with you. I don't think people are that. Listen, we all have the competitive thing. We all have that. Yeah. Why the fuck did that person get that? I want
for
that.
Sure,
I mean, to say that that doesn't exist is crazy. But and that's a human thing. That's not a geographical or a regional thing. That's a human thing, I think. But I think here it's just like everybody knows everybody's funny, and everybody just knows everybody continues to get funnier, and you just kind of just hang and like, hey man, you know, we're doing this show tonight. It's going to be a fucking killer lineup, you know? Yeah. And I mean, I don't know what it's like out there as far as the people. I have friends that are out there. Some of my best friends are out in LA and they love it, you know?
But like, you're talking about more established comedians, you know what I mean? Like, you go to like, when you're out there like banging it out in the clubs where no one's got anything yet, you know, the guys, you know, they've all accomplished, they're all names, you know? Like, and some of them are my friends too, but like, I'm talking about like your regular comics, the people I'm quote unquote competing with, if you will, that are on my level. You know, you go out there. I was surprised. I expected everyone to be a fucking douche. I just expected, because that's what you think of LA, you know? Especially for those of us from the East Coast. You're like, oh, they're going to give me a fucking headshot, or they're going to shake my hand and look past me, all that shit. And I got to be honest, some of that happened, of course, but like, and that, some of that happens here.
Right.
Some of the most incredible people, you know? But again, you know, you got to live out here if you want to.
But that's
be a good
also
person,
because they know you're coming from New York, and they're like every comic in LA knows that, like, they can't touch comedy in New York. Like, you can't.
And now that I think about it, though, the women out there that are doing stand up, are really like attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that I'm like thinking about it, and I'm just like, as I'm going through the places that I've been, I'm like, wait a minute, like, why the fuck is she
why are you
doing
on stage?
I know.
Like, I'm thinking about it, and you, because you planted that seed, and now that I'm thinking about, like, I remember being at the Improv, I remember walking in, and like, it's very like done up, like camera ready.
Yeah.
Fucking,
they all look like Real Housewives.
Like, it doesn't look like somebody rolled out of bed and like in the New York scene and walked 10 like blocks
hoodies.
And goes to do a fucking
You don't know if this person is going to buy their morning coffee a cigarette or do comedy. In LA, they're done the hell up. And the funny thing is, I remember there was a female comic, I don't know her name, but she's like a legit 8 in New York, you know, probably in LA 6 or 7. She got on stage and talked about how ugly she was. The body of a model.
Who's this?
I don't know her name. Yeah. She hosted in New York.
Yeah.
And the crowd,
I am a fucking dog.
And you know, fucking the audience was like, there were like these 3 chubby girls from Queens. They couldn't throw more lasers out of their eyes at this girl.
Yeah,
they were just like,
the
they had like, this like real fuck you, I'm not laughing at a fucking thing you say. And she was just like, oh, and then these pretty girls walk in and she's doing this whole thing. And we're all like, dude, that's you. What are
no,
you talking
nothing
about?
Is worse than when a female's on stage talking about how
so
nobody
annoying.
Wants to fuck them
it's
and
so
they're
annoying.
Fucking attractive.
Guys in the audience with
like,
their hands up.
Like,
guys like, what are you talking about?
No, it's the worst. Like, I saw somebody recently in New York and she's like, yeah, and I'm trying to get laid. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, what?
Yeah.
You know, not that she's like, but it's like, come on. Like, don't fucking play the I can't get dick victim.
Right. Don't act like people aren't swiping right. Or I don't know if that's the good one. Yeah. Whatever the good one is. People aren't
all,
actively
you
swiping right.
You swipe on all of them these days.
Yeah. I don't know any of that stuff.
I know
like
it's
the oldest.
I know. I've been married 10 years. Me and you are in the same boat here.
So which one are you? Are you on one?
No, I have a boyfriend now.
You have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh, nice. How long?
It'll be a year next month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice. From New York?
He's actually from LA, but we met out here on a swipe situation.
Oh, you met on an app?
Yeah.
Is he in the business or no?
No.
He's not in the business.
Thank
okay.
God.
Smart move.
Yeah, no,
smart
he can't.
Yeah, the main
can't.
Yeah.
I was talking to Giannis about that yesterday. We were eating a burger and I'm like, dude, I don't know how you can't like, you know.
Yeah, nah.
Just I don't think you could do it. I don't think I could ever. Like,
I couldn't be with another comic. I thank God my wife's not a comedian.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I think it's a really tough kind of you know thing because no matter what, there's gonna be like if you're like, oh, I'm going out to LA. You know, I'm going out to LA. I just got this show. There's going to be some sort of resentment.
Yeah.
Like after a while.
Yeah.
Speaking of, it's a great. Yanni's here. Yanni's Pappas. Oh, this is great. This is great because we're talking about comedians dating comedians and if there is resentment in the business when things.
I wonder if you know anything about that,
hey, Yanni's. You know, I mean,
any personal
God,
experience?
Dude, you came in at such a good time. It almost looked like we got all right. Cue Yanni's. Cue Yanni's. Get him in here. Get him in here.
Go get Yanni's.
Do you want like this to you?
So
let me ask you this
There's
question.
There's resentment in the business even if you're not dating.
Yeah.
No, but what I'm saying is this, though. If you're dating, a female comic and you happen to like
that get means a, you're get straight on a sh- first on a, off
get, yeah. get, right.
This might be a stretch for you, but if you're dating a female comic,
female.
Honest,
yeah, yeah. I tried it,
yeah. It's not as easy as dating a male comic.
No, still no, prefer no. dudes, but yeah, yeah.
So if let's say there's a big show, I'm just for argument's sake, let's say Friday night midnight show at the Stand was like the greatest show that everybody had to get on, right? Like yeah. a JFL fucking showcase, nuts, right?
Yeah.
And you lived with a girl and you're dating and one of you get it and he, both of you wanted it.
Yeah.
When you go home that night, did you feel if that did you feel a little bit of like tension or resentment when one of you's got something like that or was no or was it or was it or was it hidden or was it hidden because it definitely existed no
well
it festers
it, she only got one thing everything else she never got so I never had to I never, oh they know, this podcast knows yeah. Jesus
oh,
it's been
yes, well, but did you, have you only yeah. dated one comedian.
I've dated one comedian.
You've yeah. only dated one comedian?
One comedian.
Have any of you guys dated comedians?
Nah.
No.
I was married before I got in the game.
He's been married since he's been since he
Luciana's like
since he raft, Alexis has been married since he rafted over from Cuba.
The plane took me.
She, okay. She was on the beach waiting for him.
Yeah. No,
he was
I'm
like,
not
Nina, Nina.
I thought everybody got a white girl when you got here.
Kind of in LA, kind like I went on some dates with some comics, but
you slept with comics is what you're saying.
Didn't work out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just got friend zoned. It's okay.
Okay, yeah.
Ouch.
That's, banging yeah. comics is fun, though, you know? It's a great night out. You guys cracking jokes, you know? Then you bang.
A lot of pressure. A lot huh? of pressure. For
yeah,
the
I would, feel, I would feel like it would
it's
suck to do that.
No, it's no, it's fun to bang. It's fun to hook up.
Is
I mean,
Giannis is somebody loud?
Yeah,
really, yeah. This is.
I think
yeah.
he's loud.
Bobby's not here. The whole fucking thing falls apart.
Well, we got Deepu. That's the, you know, it's amazing. This, yeah. I said it's unbelievable having this guy.
Bobby didn't leave the Deepu stick to hit him. Oh,
no. Yeah, no, there's two dildos right
yeah,
up there.
Yeah, you got to hit him with the dildo.
Dude, Verzi yeah. looked at that dildo and was like, I ain't touching that thing.
Yeah, first I was like, yeah, no, I'm good.
Do you got, dude, boy, you got papers for this fucking show, man? You better not try to go visit your relatives. You may not make it back in the country at this juncture.
My yeah, we card said was valid till yesterday. Apparently.
Really?
More like yeah. more really? Like deported. Am I right?
Deported.
There's the name of your first special.
Yeah. Deported, yeah.
There's the name of your first CISO special.
Yeah.
Because they're giving them yeah. to anybody.
Oh, nobody.
Oh!
Something nobody will see. So.
Jan is coming in.
No, that's what they should call it.
Yeah,
no,
nobody sees. So.
Nobody sees. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some, I heard somebody like. I,
and then
I guess,
Comedy Central should say, we're airing your special and then we're hiding it forever.
You said, what is it? Comedy Central oh, yeah. is the best place,
it's the best
hide
place to hide your special.
That was so perfect.
Do you know how many comedians I know have done hours that nobody knows who the fuck they are? Like, no. it's almost
you can't
like
find
a,
it.
It's
yeah.
almost like a set. It's just like
yeah.
doing a set.
Yeah.
So listen,
I actually film it at an open mic.
I want to go back to this. I want to go back to this real quick. So if you hook up, because I never did this. This is foreign to me. You yeah. know, I don't know this. You know, I've been married.
Well, you're like, you're a grown up with a family and kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. You're a legitimate adult.
Yeah. yeah like, because I fucking had sex and fucked around. And it was time to. yeah. Not when I'm yeah. fucking in my late 30s. Yeah.
Listen,
no, you did it right.
I'm halfway to you. I'm avoiding the kids and the house and the dog. And
but
the
let
cat.
Me ask you something. If yeah. you got blown or if you blew, let's uh-huh. just say, right?
Well, women could get blown.
A comedian. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then see that person the next day on a showcase. Isn't it like when you walk in the room, is it a yeah. little fuck? It's got to be a little fucking
Deepu,
weird,
is it
right?
weird if you blew a guy and then you see him next?
Female comics are pretty cool about that shit.
I guess.
Yeah. Unless if you rape them, then they really get after you on social media. Yeah.
Well, no, then they have to. Then they tell our police force, which is UCB.
Yeah.
That's our special victim. UCB SBU.
Yeah.
UCB SBU.
I wonder if it's got to be more weird for the woman, no?
I just like I never thought, like took any comedian situation seriously because
right.
I was just like I that's not right. I don't want to be
right.
a comedian because
yeah.
it's not going to be a good idea for anybody. But yeah, I don't. I mean, I imagine I've seen a lot of disasters from like. Comedians yeah. dating each other.
Weirdy, she pointed at you when that. She said this.
Yeah.
subconsciously. No.
Yeah. I've seen a bunch of.
Giannis is like the one they read in the history books. Yeah.
No, he's the point of reference.
Like the World War II. Yeah. Oh, fucking.
Well, are you dating a comedian seriously? Have you heard about Giannis?
Well, everybody talks about 2016 being a bad year, but, you know, You got to remember that girl code fame kind of died down, so it's a good, that's a positive. that was a silver lining. Started to slide. I think it's fallen.
You got to go to Sherwin-Williams and decide what color am I going to dye my hair now?
Well, at that time, it was me, Chrissy D. What was this, fucking 4 years ago now?
Sounds like it.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was me, Chris DiStefano, and Andy Haynes. We were all dating girl code chicks.
Yeah, so he Andy, broke up with his.
No. Andy was married.
He divorced, though.
And yeah, no, she cheated on him. They had an open relationship, which I think I heard rumors. I'm not sure if that's positive. Wow. But no, she dumped him, too, after Girl Code. Oh. So the three of us were like, would commiserate. We really bonded. I bonded with Andy, too. We texted each other back and forth, you know.
Big Arsenal fan.
Yeah. Chrissy D caught it. Chrissy D
every
had,
time you bring up soccer, it gets nothing.
The ratings.
It's Super Bowl week, Alexis.
I'm gonna listen. I am fighting so hard.
He's trying to throw in any kind of fucking soccer pun, any line, dude, everything is just.
You have no idea.
If you knew our audience, it wouldn't be a good. You would know it's not a good idea.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I've noticed that all these.
Who the fuck is your soccer guy? Who laid a gay guy on there?
All these audiences for a lot of these like. Podcasts, don't they seem like they're all kind of O&A kind of spillovers? Like, you know what, dude? Mm-hmm. Legion of Skanks.
Yeah, we're all
Andy
spin-offs.
Kumina. It's all like all the fans.
Yeah.
Whenever you see the people tweeting at you, know, whenever we've brought up gun control on here, I get like just fucking 20. Fuck you. Yeah. Go debate Kumia.
Yeah.
Go debate him.
Yeah.
Get on Dave Smith's show.
Yeah.
Come on, pussy.
Like, sounds about right.
A lot of red votes. A lot of Staten Islanders listen to this.
Not on all podcasts. I think.
No,
I think,
this, like, no I'm these, talking about this, like, this, you know, like the
vocal,
tentacles.
The vocal ones are like that.
Yeah, like, yeah. It's just, they're all kind of from O&A. They're all, like, sort of the spinoffs of O&A for fans. Fans just.
I don't know. All I know is there's always, no matter what you do in this business, and you could it could be great, and you'll get 25 tweets, but there'll be two. There'll be two that you're like, do I go at this guy?
Yeah.
You know, they'll always be like, it'll be like, oh, I loved you on that show. Oh, you did a great job. And you're like, oh, yeah. And then there's one person like, what a stupid fucking opinion.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
And you just, and it's so fucking over the top. And you're just like, but then you look at them and they got 9 followers.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the, why would
no
why
profile
am I fighting
pick.
This?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an egg.
And I've realized,
with an egg.
Like, yeah.
Profile a lot of pick looks like a registered sex offender.
Yeah. And it's always the third pick. Just yeah. One, like a blurry guy with a beard and
yeah.
Glasses.
Yeah.
The other two. Who's like a fucking Tom and Jerry cartoon.
Yeah. Or the guys are really angry. It's a photo of their dad when they were in the army. It's always like
funny.
A picture of their like grandpa.
That's
yeah.
Funny, yeah.
Or like an American flag and an eagle yeah. As that back picture.
The eagle has a gun and yeah. It's shooting up a school. This is America. Jesus.
But you know what I realize is a lot of
the eagles got a gun. I never heard that one before.
God damn it. You gotta fucking arm these eagles.
So if every eagle had a gun, terrorism wouldn't be a problem.
Oh, shit.
You know what I've noticed? A lot of them just want you to respond. I've responded, like seriously, like, Jesus, dude. Like, when I just asked, like, why are you fucking? They're always like, hey, man, love you. Big fan. Just fucking around. I'm like,
yeah.
You got a weird way of showing it,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I don't think your mom's a faggot.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
I don't want your pets dead.
Yeah.
I'm just, you're right.
I really don't know where you live, and I don't have a gun. I'm actually just a big fan.
But it is it is hilarious. Comedians are the only ones who cannot fucking resist responding to the one troll.
I think a lot. No, but I do. I do, except, you know, I had a Sandy Hook.
But you learned that.
I had a Sandy Hook guy because I'm doing a shooting joke and he hit me up and I had to, there was something in me that I had to go back at the guy.
Right.
And it wasn't crazy, but no, for the most part, when people go that fucking hard or say something that they don't like, the best thing to do is to not, but you're right. I've went somebody and they're like, hey man, all love, just, you know, it's like, don't fucking come at me like
that.
Yeah,
it's like, you got a weird
way.
Don't
come at me that.
You got a weird way of showing it.
Yeah. I think they think
Skippy or Skeeter.
Yeah. Because we shit on each other, they think like, that's how I got to talk to them.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you're not my friend. You got to come at me with some respect.
Not only are we not friends, we're fragile people, okay? Yeah.
We're
doing this because we need your approval deep down.
We don't do comedy because we don't have a lack of ego and need gratification.
I'm not standing up on a wood plank for fucking chicken fingers on a Tuesday night because my mom hugged me all the time.
Exactly.
Don't you feel that like that goes away? Like, I feel like now it's not about as much pleasing them. It's more for me a little bit now. Like, I don't feel like it's as much. Like, if I do it, because I used to be afraid.
Yeah.
I used to be afraid and I used to get upset when something didn't work. You know, I remember one time, a long time ago, I was in South Carolina performing. And I looked at a comment card and like this lesbian woman. I was like 4 years into comedy, 3 years maybe, and she's like, how did he win any contest? And it was like a light crowd, and I just talked to her partner.
What contest did you win?
It was a fucking, like when I was like 03, like a contest to go to like a Vegas comedy festival or something. Like that was like the only credit I had, right?
Oh, and you got brought up. You remember those days when you would ever, you're like, you heard this guy once outside of the Sirius XM building talking to another comic who was going up to be on a show.
Yeah, well, remember your first, like when your first credit was Sirius and that was it, you were psyched. You were like, yeah, like you finally were like, I got one. I got one to give him.
I used to use Chappelle's show as a credit.
No.
And I was in it in the background. I was a guard. I was in the background, and Donnell was like, "Yo, you got to cheat to the camera, son." He was like, "Turn out," because I was just profile. So he was like, "I cheated like three ways just so you could kind of see my face."
Yeah.
I'm like, "Wait, I'm blurry in the background. I'm not even in focus." So you can't even tell it's me. And I got brought up. You've seen him on Chappelle's show for probably 10 years.
Your website is a screen cap.
You used that one last week.
I used that one last week. Yeah.
You seen this guy
on Chappelle's show? He knows co-creator. He knows friends of Dave Chappelle. Give it up.
He walked on the same sidewalk as Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. He got his makeup done while Dave Chappelle was in the room.
I used to work with a kid whose credit was Game Show Network because he was sitting just behind the contestant.
So he was on for
most of the half hour.
That's great.
Because he was on in the background. I'm like, that's not a credit.
Yeah.
I'm like, but people saw me. I'm like, I guess.
So you got to do it at the beginning. You need a credit.
No.
Speaking of Jessie Mae, she had a funny one. She had a real funny one.
We were done talking about it. That's
hilarious. But I just want to bring it up.
Speaking of Jessie Mae,
it made me think of Jessie Mae because she was on, before we started dating, she was on Last Comic Standing, but she was on the part where they make fun of you, you know, and they show that montage bombing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she used that as a credit for like 4 years.
But there was a period of time when they first did it that like every comic I ran into used Last Comic Standing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when they used to do that Linescape, like they would dolly past people in the line, they're like, credit.
Dude, I was like 14 people back.
I'm behind the guy holding the two puppets. You see me?
No, but don't you find, I do find it like, I used to worry what they thought and if somebody would say something bad, and now it's like I almost get, maybe it's because I get defiant with it now that it doesn't bother me. It doesn't hurt me anymore. It used to hurt me.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt me anymore if somebody doesn't.
Being honest? I am being honest.
It doesn't hurt
me. So why'd you respond to that guy?
The Sandy Hook one bothered me because I looked
up
his...
Because the guy had a good point. Children were killed.
No.
You know, you got kind of a good point. I mean, they were 6 years old, so... Yeah,
I'm not going to change anything I said.
I'm
not going to change it, but you make a good point, you know?
I disagree. I think...
I'm joking.
No, I know, but I looked at his page and I just saw like all the fucking pictures. And I wanted...
You mean his dead baby son in his arms? Just like...
He's got a credit. He's on the news holding his dead baby.
So this guy... Oh, no, I don't even want to make the joke. I don't even want to make the joke, dude. You set me up, and I'm like, I can't fucking finish this punch. I can't finish this punch.
This is the part... This is when we talk about you like this. This is where fucking all the W-know-what-dude fans start taking their dicks out and start stroking them. Like, oh, yeah, dead baby. So now we're back. Now we're back, baby.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
No, but... it was one of those things where part of me wanted to prove him wrong and also show compassion for what happened. So I tried to, I was like, I could give a double whammy to this guy.
Yeah.
You know, and you know what? I was like, I did the joke again. The next
you wanted him to feel guilty for coming at you.
No, well, what I said was, I said, if you listened to the joke,
if
you actually listened to the premise of my joke, you would know that I'm not pro-mass shooting, and it's my fucking head, and it's the shit that I'm thinking about. Mm-hmm. I said, but you heard a buzzword. You heard a buzzword, and as soon as you heard the buzzword because of where you're from, you went. And I said, you got to understand, you're in a comedy venue. And then I said, I'm not an asshole. I said, I'm actually a loving husband and father, and you fucking listened, and everyone else, no one else had a problem with it. But it made me feel good for two reasons.
Then he called your wife, and she was like, he's all right sometimes, you know.
Yeah, yeah, well, you know, he's coming home at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah,
like I checked with your wife. You were smoking sticks with Giannis Pappas till 6 in the morning. Well, you know the roads were bad. Yeah. I had to wait for the roads.
I had roads today. I got 2 hours
icy.
In between.
That's That's a 3-stick ice cleanup out there.
Hey, when's your first set tonight?
Room for 9
I'm at stand up. I think I just got one.
What time?
9 something.
Oh, I got a 9:10. We got 2 hours.
We got
to
2 hours stacks. So, smoking some stacks.
Listen to this. Listen to this. Yeah. Hold on. Let me do it.
All right.
Alexis is no longer smoking sticks because D works in a hospital and said that it's like smoking 15 cigarettes.
A cancer hospital.
She works for the premier cancer hospital.
Yes. Wait till next time we get together. He'll be smoking one.
What do you mean, an hour?
No. He'll smoke one.
I might be apologizing to her. He'll smoke in the next.
Just
hour.
Lie. Just be like, you know, I was hanging out with Verz. You know, he smells like cigars like all the time. Yeah,
I hug Bird. Yeah. You know? Dude, he put his coat over mine. I'm like, you got to take your coat off of my coat. Yeah. This guy smokes cigars.
What
like
do you mean, Alexis? Yeah. I had 3 sticks.
This next guy coming to the stage.
Absolutely hilarious.
My favorite thing about him, he's like, yeah, look at this guy, ISIS face. All right, your next comic coming to the stage.
Oh, no, I love Bird.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. Black chick who takes cum on the face. All right, next up. We just started the show. How about you? Does your pussy look good? Does it peel it open? Do you send that pic?
Yeah.
You send your pic wide open like it looks like they're about to do surgery on it? Coming to the stage, guys. Your first comedian.
He did this to me in Berkeley.
I go, I love how Berg will just say the most fucking horrific, disgusting thing and then bring you up. And I like clockwork. He's like, yeah, do you like something like black cock? Yeah. Goes, this next guy coming to the stage.
This girl looks like she takes black cock. Coming to the stage, everybody.
An old lady. He goes, yeah, you're old. Are you going to stay awake? Do you remember the first time you fucked a black guy? Anyway,
coming to the stage. This guy's absolutely hilarious.
Literally did it as we were saying.
He said to an old woman, old you woman, black cock?
Do you remember the first time you had a black cock? Yeah, you do. All right, your next guy coming to the stage.
You guys like my new baby gators? I got them at Kids Foot Locker. You like them? They're size 6 kids. Now I'm going to go outside and smoke a Churchill and negative to...
I've never seen a guy smoke a stick in more hazardous weather. Hazardous fucking weather. Like, Berg's I thought I was bad. I thought
he's
I was
also
bad.
Canadian. That's summer for him. He doesn't.
Yeah, guys. I love Berg.
He's the best.
He's hilarious. Yeah. He's hilarious. The black cock thing kills me. It's so funny.
Took 4 black cocks, didn't you? All right, coming to the stage. You ready, Verzi?
He's like, you old whore. Here's Verzi. He doesn't even, he cuts it out.
He opens the show like that.
He does.
Who's the dirtiest?
His first 10-15 minutes is just like black cock fucking. And then you're up there. You're like, you guys want to hear about my day or no? You've already been desensitized. All right. Yeah. I guess I'll talk about plowing someone's asshole open.
Yeah. Hey, have this clever observation.
All right. You guys.
So kids get shot, right? You gotta start with the mass shooting joke when Bert is the host.
Oh, it's like, you know, before I listen to some classical music, I always like to start it with some N.W.A. Most Wanted.
Yeah. Who's the filthiest comic you've ever seen as far as over the
Jason
top?
Rouse. Even
who?
Jason Rouse, by far. Jason Rouse.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, I never seen Jason Rouse.
I don't know him.
I know who he is. I never saw him.
Funny. Good friend. I mean, I've been friends with Jason. You know, I'm fucking...
Dirtiest ever?
Oh, my God. Not even close.
Ever.
Yeah. Ever. Nobody's even close to him.
He makes Berg look like what?
Jason, yeah. Jason is like as dirty as you can go. He's like the filthiest, dirtiest... You know, he used to have a big joke about fucking a retarded girl. That was like his closer. This is how dirty Rouse is. He did Down and Dirty on HBO with Norton. Remember that show?
And they edited out?
And he was the only set that didn't make it to air on a Down and Dirty show. On a blue comedy special.
On HBO. Which doesn't matter.
Because
it was too much?
Because of the fucking retarded girl's joke.
Ugh.
You know?
Aww.
Yeah, he'd go like, you know, she'd wake up the next morning and like, what part of Montreal are you from?
Oh my God.
We'll put your visor down on your helmet, sweetheart.
I never saw him. Now that
she'll never leave me. I took the wheels off her chair. I mean, it's funny as fuck, but you know.
Jesus.
Oh, he went in, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He goes in all the time. Yeah.
I hope the guy who was mad at your mass shooting joke is listening to that and is just preparing another tweet.
Rouse, like, he has made me laugh the hardest, though. Like, of some, like, when I think back at comedians that I've watched, I remember he took me on tour in Canada. You know, he's big in Canada. He's, you know, and he used to do is he used to, after his set, he'd go get naked in the back and then just come out and start running around the audience like with his dick and balls tucked between his legs, being like, I dropped a jawbreaker. And he's like, he's bending over, right? And people be screeching. I was laughing so hard it hurt. Like, yeah, he used to climb over people, get on the tables.
Naked.
Yeah, naked. And then get up on stage and say just like the funny, does anyone know where I can catch the bus? You know, just fucking completely butt naked.
Was he drunk?
No, he was just having fun, you know? He's just wild.
He's just having fun.
You just put your dick out and jump on a crowd. I mean,
he did it on. Yeah, no. It's fun. I mean, when you're a comic, you know, and you're, you know, comics, we don't laugh at normal shit. You know, it takes so much.
We're broken.
Yeah, I used to have this idea for a sketch that there was like this clown for comedians that we'd all go privately see, and he'd like fucking kill puppies and stuff. And the only thing that could make us smile, you know, because we're so dead and jaded inside from watching comedy all the time. So he actually did it on a Swedish TV special, and the cops came. Somebody called the cops.
Wait, what did he do? He
climbed.
Puppies?
No, he didn't kill puppies. No, he climbed. They started climbing on the audience. He got off stage and started climbing on the audience naked.
Naked. Oh.
And like somebody called the cops in Sweden. Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't want some dude's floppy dick fucking hitting your
Canadian
shoulder.
But that's kind of, you know, that's kind of the fun of it. You know, people don't want it.
They don't even know what a jawbreaker is. They're all just scared. They never heard. Give him a jawbreaker.
Did you have some news stuff that we could do?
We could cover. We can go through some news stories if you want. We can talk about
who's in the chat rooms.
Well, a lot of people want to see Luciana take her top off.
Of course, I figured,
let's not...
Fucking gentlemen in there.
a lot of respectful individuals.
One guy did want to say that there are plenty of fans that are not directly from that ONA group.
Yeah, where are they from?
Yeah, we should have them let us know.
The Mississippi River area?
The alt-right website they advertise on.
But he wants to say we're not all conservative ONA fans.
You're right. I know. I'm
there's
a comedian.
Some nice people.
I use hyperbole.
There's some nice people.
Take it literal.
The first thing you said was everyone wants
to let's do the. Let's do the.
We're nice guys, you know? Just can you tell the broad to pull out her tits?
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, we're good, caring people.
I'm jerking off into a tissue. But look, like anywhere.
I love how when they said that, Alexis was like, well, what do they want?
Yeah. I mean, we should listen to that.
I mean, you know, I'm appreciating what I can see on the webcam as far as the cleavage goes, but if she can pull out some nips, greatly appreciate it. But other than that, we're great guys, you know? We're not.
Her non-comedian boyfriend is in LA going, why?
Yeah.
Why did she do that?
This is a podcast where you definitely get into a fight with your boyfriend afterwards.
I thought I was safe. I was going to do a podcast with two married dudes and a guy who was a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Does your boyfriend watch your sets or watch?
Yeah. Well, the first time I met him, we met on Bumble, and then he was coming to my show. He was like, when is your next show? And I was like, tomorrow. He's like, I'm coming. And I was like, okay, whatever. So I ended up having food poisoning that day. It's my show that I produce at the Standing Room called Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Nice plug. Nice plug. Like that. Natural.
It's on Wednesday, February 8th, if anyone wants to come. So he shows, and it was like Jay Farrow was doing my show, and, you know, it was like oversold out and whatever. Right. And so I was like,
Was it really Jay Farrow or was it Denzel?
It was actually...
Denzel and Jay-Z?
It was actually Michael Che, no, Denzel Jay is a friend of mine, so I was like, I can't like not show up to my own show if he's doing the show as a favor to me. So I was like throwing up all day. It was awful, but I didn't even think. Right. I like literally peeled myself out of bed, and my co-producer Walker Hayes, she had to start the show. I was like, I'm gonna be late. I have to stop and get like Gatorade and Pedialyte and something,
and
like,
take a few shits as well.
I might have to stop and shit my pants.
Listen, Walker, I'm pissing out of my asshole. Gonna run it a little late.
And so I get there and I saw him right away. Like I recognized him, and his arm was in a sling. He just had shoulder surgery. I was like, oh, this is a great match. Like, you're crippled.
Sorry,
I'm
shit, I've been jerking off you too much. Yeah. Boom, falling in love right after that line.
No, so I hurt my shoulder. Gonna go up.
Told you I was coming.
Yeah, I was cranking the bird too much to your 5-minute set on YouTube.
I'm gonna go up because I was like, I was so sick.
Oh, you went on stage like that?
I did. I ended up closing the show because I started feeling better, and I, you know, I'm kind of dirty, so I was talking about how like I don't sleep with black guys, and also talking about, you know, all these like dirty dick jokes and
stuff. I'm not saying that's a good
thing.
So
I get off stage.
It's definitely not a bad thing.
You're just saying that because he's in the audience. It's not even one of your bits. I just want everyone to know I don't fuck black guys.
What if he was like, oh, thank God? He would say, oh, thank God. Thank God.
That's the only reason he was like, okay with my material, because he's like, oh, he's like, what a whore. But, oh, okay, she's never been with a black guy. All right. I can do that.
Wholesome girl.
What is this kid? Italian? What is this kid?
No, he's Irish. White, Irish.
Close enough.
Right. So I get off stage and I was like, hey, you know, talking to him. And he's like, this is my mom, Peggy.
Oh, your mom was there. His mom
his
was
mom
there?
His mom was there.
And you were like, hey.
And I was like,
that's a fucking, that's a.
Hi.
That's
she's hello. Like, you never had a black cock, have you?
Wait a second. Well, hold up.
Oh, you never had that black cock.
Yeah. Hold up one second.
What about a black Irish? Tell you.
This is fucking interesting. So this is the, is this he brought his mom?
He brought his mom to meet me for the first time to my comedy show.
He ambushed you with the mom. He didn't tell you the mom was.
No,
coming.
I didn't even.
And he only met you. And he only met you one time before.
I've never
this.
Met him. This is the first time we're meeting.
This guy's a murderer.
Wow.
Wait a minute. But wait, I thought you had an interaction with him before. Oh, on
you're going to say that you haven't seen how big he is? He could be fucking big.
He's
is
Irish.
He big?
He's big.
Right. He's Irish. Even if he was tiny, you
I'm calling him a real man. That was Alexis Guerrero that called him a nerd.
I didn't call him a nerd. I said he's a murderer.
Oh, murderer.
A murderer.
Bringing a mom. Bringing a
mom day one.
I'm not going to. Oh
yeah. That's serious. Yeah.
Well, I mean. It worked because she was like 85% the reason that I even decided to go out with him. Because I didn't really talk to him. I talked to her the whole time.
That
we were
is
like
the
best
most
friends.
Irish thing you could do.
Yeah. We were like best friends.
I really liked your fucking show. I liked that part when you were getting fucked by all those guys. It was so great. My son's got a fucking...
Oh, geez.
You can't fuck with her today. She's
I'm
got
trying
the
to get my son laid.
She's got the shits.
He never gets laid. He still lives at home. What, you fuck him or something?
Yeah. If you eat her pussy, son, wipe your chin off. She's been shit.
Can you bring us another couple of bears? I met my son's wife here.
I sold you. I
she's gonna fuck his brains out.
Yeah. Imagine she was like, why don't you show us your tits up there?
Oh, she's a fucking Mexican girl over here. She's gonna fuck Seamus' fucking brains out.
Seamus.
Wait till I call my sister Peggy. We fucking matter.
She's gonna fuck Seamus' brains out.
The mom, the priest is there.
You're an idiot.
He's just there pushing his back into you while you're fucking. Come on, get her!
Yeah.
You're fucking not doing it hard enough.
Oh my God, dude. Well,
pretty
live
much.
Up to your handle what, name, you fucker.
I mean, pretty
what's his
much
name?
She was. I'm not going to say his name.
Oh.
I mean, everybody knows.
Respect,
you could just go on Facebook and see what his name is. But what was I going to say? No, she was like, she after that was like, that's like the best. The coolest girl you've ever brought around. Like, don't let her go.
Oh,
and
wow,
I was like
really
dying
nice.
Of like food poisoning and.
Wow. It's like a Nicholas Sparks movie.
I know, right?
Don't let her go, whatever you do. I won't, Mom.
So you hit it off with the mother that early? That
oh,
quick,
yeah.
The
that,
first
that
time?
Day. Like,
that's crazy.
He knows it. I tell him, like, she's 85% the reason I even decided to go on a date with you.
Did she mention anything about your act? Why was she like, I like
well,
the,
when I first...
I like that part where you said
like,
that clean word,
love.
It's
like,
a big derivative. I mean, I think
I
she's like criticizing it.
She was like, you're not allowed to hang out with my son. And I was like, she's like, I'm just kidding. You were so funny. And
oh,
like,
nice.
But I also don't even know what I said because I was so delirious. I like did like a couple of jokes and then I just made stuff up.
How long did you hang with them after the show that day?
It's so funny because like my friend, I had a bunch of friends there and I was like, oh, I gotta go talk to my new family. I'll see you guys later. And so I talked, like they were drinking, I was not. And then she was like, can we take you home? Like, can we give you a ride home? So I was like, yeah. So I'm like sitting in the cab between him and her. And
it's like a
she
weird move.
Did you have to shit the whole time? Was you
no,
we got the
no,
bubbles?
No, it was under control by then. Yeah,
it was under control.
Just, shoved the tissue in.
It's like you just started getting pale and green, trying to listen. Like
that's the worst fucking feeling ever.
That's the worst.
No, but then I remember like sitting in the cab, and she was. I don't even. We were talking about like. Kids or like being a parent or whatever.
Oh,
and she was like, she was like, one day you guys will have kids. Like, she wasn't saying like us together, but she was just saying like, one day you guys will be parents and you'll know. Like, and I was thinking, I don't even know if I'm gonna go out with this guy. Like, what is she, like, what is she
that's
talking
heavy
about?
Early they that put is, it on you early
it's too much
yeah. They
no,
put it on
was,
you early
it was good. I mean, no, he yeah, he came on a little strong after that, but then he thought I didn't, I only agreed. So then they dropped themselves off first, and the lady, she was like, can you, you know, take her home. So, the lady, his mom. So then he was like, so can I like take you out sometime? And I'm like sitting there between him and his mom. I was like, yeah. He's like, he hands me his phone to put my number in there. And I'm just like, I've never given someone my number in front of their mom before. So he thought, like, he was thinking, like, oh.
You
and his
did
mom,
it because the mom was there?
Yes, but it was not true. And then his mom was like, the next day was St. Patrick's Day, and I was, like, guest bartending at this bar on the Lower East Side. She's like, we're coming. And he was like, mom, I can't. I just had shoulder surgery. She's like, no, Dad and I are coming. You don't have to come. And then he called me on Friday because I was doing Jay's. Jay Farrow was headlining Caroline's, and I was on the show, and she wanted to come. He's like, my mom wants to come. Like, she wants to bring, but it was sold out. She couldn't come, but she, yeah, she Jeez. Really liked
it. What kind of social life does mother have?
She's, yeah. she's showing she's up to
awesome. I have a better relationship with this guy's mom than I do with my own
mom.
She's the
Mom's
best.
Like, I'm dating you now.
She is, she's like.
Lucetta, where you at? I'm hanging out with your mom. We're getting hammered down here on Bleecker.
Yeah.
Your mom's buying blow off of this, this guy with a ponytail.
Just did a couple bumps.
Yeah, take it easy.
No, we like, when she comes into town, we like hang out. And she's like, she's so cool. She'll be like, I love bars. I just really do. I love bars. Yeah, she's
that's
awesome.
That's like Greeks with diners. We can't.
Yeah.
When I go, me and Giannis went out for a coffee in a diner, and we just got into peace. We just felt peaceful. You're just looking around. You smell it. It's like it's in our
drinking
you
know? Coffee.
I feel like as a fat guy, I get to be honorary.
Yeah. Alexis is like, I feel like that pizzeria is anything. Gyro spots.
Yeah, you got a good burger guy. I don't.
I feel warm when I smell meat.
Look, I don't.
That is very true.
I feel warm. I just need to smell meat.
From your mom. Yeah. I don't trust any skinny guy's food recommendations. I just don't. If Deepu told me like it's a great fucking,
I am not skinny. I got some pudge going on.
No, you
get the fuck out of here.
Well, I'm not like y'all. I'm not Alexis.
All right,
whoa, 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 whoa. Alexis tells me there's good food somewhere. You know it's good.
Because
Giannis was a tough nut to crack though. With me talking about food, Giannis like I'm not so sure.
Really?
Like a year later, Giannis like, all right, now I respect.
Have you seen?
Well, we had a disagreement over
pictures of food.
Yeah,
I'm like, I want all of that. Where is it? He's like, oh, it's in fucking.
You love pizza too.
I love.
You constantly post
as
you
can. On my pizza tour.
You put a lot of fucking red pepper flakes on your pizza.
I know, I'm crazy.
She drowns
it.
She's from fucking Chile, dude.
I unscrew the thing.
I thought she was
and
Mexican.
I sprinkle it like that.
She's not Chilean.
Mexican. Oh, look at me, fucking
so racist.
Jesus Christ.
Ah, Chile's Mexican. Yeah.
Oh, LA.
No, just kidding.
Also, just Chileans don't really eat that much spicy food. It's, you know, just because of the word.
Yeah. Actually, Cubans don't eat that much spicy food.
No, not at all.
I ate Cuban food in Miami. And I was like, can I have some hot sauce? They're like, yeah. They hand me Tabasco. I was like, fuck this place.
Yeah, that's
where am
water.
I? Like,
yeah.
How
although,
dare you? Like,
although,
I'm looking for some like in-house, like back
you.
Of the kitchen. Like,
no. Yeah. You got it. If you go to like a real Havana spot, they got habanero pepper sauce, which is incredible.
I love that when Spanish people do
that.
Habanero.
No, that's...
They got some habanero?
That's what Italians do, don't we? Go to the mozzarella?
Oh, shut up.
You gotta try that mozzarella
with the goat. Also, they're not saying any of it right.
When people, they're like, mozzarella. I'm like, you're not... And I get it, but I don't go and be like, hey, can I have a burrito with black beans and chicken?
A lot of Latin people do, though. They do that.
They act...
Burrito.
Yeah, when they don't speak the English language properly, you know, with
my wife. Actually,
accent,
first time
like...
I met her when we started dating, we went to a deli. I went to get a
on
sandwich.
On the beach in Miami.
And she goes, I washed for sure. She goes, it's mozzarella. And I go, no, there's a fucking A at the end. It's mozzarella. And I said, I was like, mozzarella. I said it the way you say it. And she's like, no, it's mozzarella. Dude, a year later, she's cheating off of me in Italian class in college. And I'm like, why the fuck would you ever yell at me in the deli? Yeah. You don't even know how to speak your own language.
Yeah.
I ask her uncle, they say gabagool. I go, spell gabagool for me. They're like, G-A. I'm like, you idiot. It's capicola. I was like, you don't even know what the fuck you're saying.
They just watched an episode of The Sopranos.
They soak it in and they become that. Her uncles are actually pretty
like Big Pussy called it gabagool.
Yeah.
You want to, let's do some of those stories.
Sure.
I want to talk about this story here. This is an interesting one.
You know what? I just want to say quickly about the Italians. You mind if I say this? Italians fucking hate being stereotyped as like mobsters and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Well, how about every time I walk into an Italian restaurant, you don't got the fucking cast of every mob movie up there.
If
you hate being stereotyped so much, how come you got fucking Christopher from The Sopranos with every waiter in the joint?
It's a good picture. You know, we support our actors.
Yeah, but you guys, there's so many mob movie fucking photos in the place. And they're like, they don't stereotype us. It's like, how about you guys calm down with the fucking...
How you doing, Hendry?
How you doing, Hendry?
That's my favorite.
I'm fucking trying to make this party, Hendry. I do a lot of fucking favors for you.
He goes, Jew broad. Prejudice against Italians. Believe that in this day and age? Fucking prejudice against Italians? What do we got? Boy Scouts. Let's do this one.
Yeah, so that was a big story that came out yesterday. Boy Scouts will now allow transgender children to join the organization. Any child that identifies as a boy.
So yeah, if you fill out the application with the gender male,
mm-hmm.
you're in.
For Boy Scouts of America.
Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
Even if they haven't had like reassignment surgery?
Yes, even pre-op.
If you identify. Oh,
yeah. Identify.
Wait, what's reassignment surgery?
That's when they swap pieces downstairs.
Or if they just start taking hormone therapy. Yeah.
Pieces.
Wait a minute, though. What do you when mean they replace? Oh, hold on. It's not a fucking car.
No, they do.
Yeah, they replace them. You know, they take out the...
They legitimately
they take
do.
Out the undercarriage. Wait,
how do? They actually turn your dick inside out.
They turn
out.
Your dick inside out and turn it into a puss.
Oh, boy.
So you could still... I'm not kidding. Wait, so you still get... If you get pounded out, it's like jerking off.
Wait, what do they do the other way around?
They don't do anything.
You wait a minute, what do you
take
mean?
Take testosterone and your clit grows out a little bit.
So, what?
Yeah.
So wait a minute, they take the dick
yeah.
and they fold it in?
Not yeah. all transgendered people do that. A lot of them are called pre-op. So what they do is they just take hormones. And if you've been taking hormones...
Why do you know so much about this?
Because I had to play a character that's that, and so I know everything about him.
Oh, yeah. Marisa.
That's right. That's right.
Well,
that's
what did Marisa right, do? Right. Did Marisa... Right.
Marisa's pre-op. She still got the dick. She loves dick. She likes to get into sword fights. That's it. That's it. Yeah. I'm not trying to have no calamari, not even on me. I'm not attracted to that shit.
So you learned everything about it?
I know everything about it.
Oh. You learned everything about it because of the cat, which is a very responsible thing.
Yeah.
That's a very responsible thing. You yeah. know? I'm
do you
sure.
know anything about the island of Puerto Rico? Did you study that
I know
part?
That it's fucking crowded.
Yeah.
Yeah. The old showrunner of my show, Infusion, was from Puerto Rico. He said just fucking crowded. Just,
yeah. A lot of people. Yeah. No one's in the mountains. That's yeah.
So do Boy Scouts like have to change in front of each other? What's the issue with it? I don't like.
They used to do that back when I was a Boy Scout.
I love.
They wanted you to change.
I just want you to tell Verzi all this. I love watching an Italian from Yonkers
yeah.
struggle with this. I'm a little confused. Wait a second.
No, he goes.
So hold up a second here. Let me get this fucking straight.
They turn your dick inside out.
So the kid is born a boy, and he wants to be called. What the fuck's the world coming to? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
it's like calling a salami sandwich a slice of pizza. It's just not.
How funny is it that Italians say I'm a little confused.
I'm a little confused.
And when Italians don't know or understand, I'm a little. My dad does that. My
it's
dad
Columbo.
Yeah. I'm like, I got one more question.
No, they're just trying to politely say it's, like, get the fuck out of here with that shit.
It's a polite. Like my dad will say, you know, I saw something on TV. I'm a little confused. I'm just like, no, you didn't like what the fuck you saw.
I was watching his TV show and then that white actor, he was kissing a black actor. I'm just a little confused. He's kind of sending the wrong message. No,
I mean, look, I'm not saying. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? We need to stick together.
I mean, just saying it's not a bad thing.
I wasn't raised that way.
That's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying. So what's the problem?
So what happened was...
What's the problem?
I'm not saying they can't stay in their own neighborhoods. I mean, that's fine, you know?
I'm just saying, don't cross
I'm just
over
saying,
the
don't come across the big deal, you know?
You don't got stores
I mean, why would they want to come over here anyway, you know? I mean, we're going to hit them with a bat, so why would you want to come over here? I don't understand.
So the kid's mom actually sent him to the Boy Scouts and didn't tell anybody that the kid had female genitalia, and she got a call one day from the Boy Scouts, and they just said, hey, listen, I guess there was an incident which no one ever talked about, no one ever explained, but somehow they found out that she had female genitalia, which is another weird part of it.
Right, when the camp counselor tried to rape her, and was like, oh, I don't like these parts.
Yeah.
Where's the little dick?
Yeah.
That's what I'm in it for.
I take the kid in the woods for a little fun.
Yeah, right?
I mean, the fuck happened
there? 20 hours a week
he
for
sends,
a little dick.
Sends
are
it back.
You coming in here with pussy?
Sends it back dick. Like an undercooked steak. There's something wrong with this one.
This boy's no good. This boy's no good.
Trying to rape this one. Says it's a boy. Lied to me.
How am I supposed to jerk it off?
Yeah. I can't suck a dick if there is no
dick. You know, molesting's not like it used to be.
Not like it used to
be. I'm a little confused.
I'm a little confused. Usually the dick comes out. You know?
This is the tiniest dick I ever seen.
So
there was a lawsuit after that incident because they tried to take the kid out. She sued the Boy Scouts and she has won. Everyone's kind of just addressing... Every organization is addressing their political views through these small actions.
Right.
Nowadays. Like, now we have a Starbucks. You know, they said they're going to hire 10,000 refugees. And now people are boycotting Starbucks because people don't want to support that point of view. So it's an interesting time.
So every micro... Okay, I get it. So it's little cases that represent...
Everything's becoming politicized.
Got you. Well, the thing about the kid with in the Boy Scouts is... It was. I don't understand. If it feels like a boy, it acts like a boy. It's a boy. Is that, you know? I mean,
well, it doesn't feel like a boy in this case. Well, no. I mean,
Let's
no, it does feel like a boy.
The only camp counselor, what's it feel like?
Like, look, the kid was born as a boy, you know? Like, the kid's born as a boy.
Born as a girl.
Born as a boy.
No, he's born as a girl.
Okay. Yeah. So she feels like she's a boy, you know? Her brain is different. You know, Danish scientists have done studies on this. The brains are different. They light up different. You know, more empathy, more kind of a female brain. Mm-hmm. The kid feels like she's a boy. The only thing that makes us boys and what makes us girls is just fucking either testosterone or estrogen, which we both have
right
in us.
Right.
So there's some girls, you know how they're like a little masculine? There's a higher testosterone. How about that chick from Connecticut? Or Brittany, the chick in the WNBA who's got a fucking Adam's apple.
Yeah, Brittany Griner.
You know, she's a girl.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just these people who have a hard time with the blurring of lines.
No, there's
it's not your fucking business.
No, that girl, no, Brittany, is like a boy.
Girl's not going to do anything to your kid. Yeah. All right? If this happens in, like, let's say Park Slope, Brooklyn or something, nobody has a fucking problem with it.
Yeah.
It's just because everyone's accepting. It's just these areas where people aren't used to something.
Right.
So they fucking, oh, what the fuck is it? The kid's just fucking a kid.
I love how Giannis prefaced it. We're like, yeah, there's Danish scientists.
Danish.
he always knows.
Like a Scandinavian. Yeah.
They've done autopsies on transgendered people's brains to see them differently. They've also done CAT scans. You know, they know everything about how your brain lights up. I mean, that's how they know. When certain people are psychopaths, you know, they have a serial killer, they look at the brain.
Qualities.
Yeah, it's like, different qualities that light up, and the transgender brains are 100% of the time different than straight male. I'm talking about, you know, male to woman pre-op or post-op transgender. It's always different from male, you know? I'm sure if you look at a gay guy's brain, it's different than, you know.
But what if this
dreaming about cock all the time, you know? Lights up, cock.
So, oh my god, that's gotta be. You guys gotta have that on a fucking
drop.
That's gotta be a drop.
That's the name of the episode.
You know what, dude?
People say it's unnatural. It's like, well, then fixing someone's heart's unnatural. Well, then, you know, giving someone cancer surgery is unnatural. The list could go on and on and on. There's no such thing as unnatural. Everything is in nature.
There's no such thing as natural.
There's no such thing as unnatural.
All of it is
everything
natural.
Is in nature.
Right.
Okay? If you're given the if you start taking estrogen, you grow tits. You become a chick. You just don't have a puss. But you still can be hot with a dick. And you know, people might jerk off to it.
If this girl, though, is hanging out with these boys and they're like starting to come into puberty and they just start talking about that shit, I mean, that seems like that would be a.
But she already don't think and act like a girl. So for her, she'd be like, yeah,
jerking
off.
I think it's more of an issue for her because, you know, I mean, I don't want to think that the Boy Scouts are going to bully their fellow boy girl scout, but you never know. You know what I mean? Like, because. People like to bully someone that's different, so that's...
Yeah, but that's going to happen anyway.
How old?
I know, but I'm just saying, like, that's... I mean, if she... She wants to go through that, I don't know.
I just don't like the hypocrisy, you know? It's like...
Yeah.
It's like, is this America, or is it not? No.
Yeah. Right.
Or is it your... What does freedom mean to you?
Right.
So it means you can do the things that you want, right? As long as they don't hurt anybody else, but other people can't do what they want. Because it's making you uncomfortable or something.
Right.
Go if you don't like it, fine. I'm not saying you can't like it, but you know you can't fucking try to hurt somebody or protest the place or call it immoral. Who the fuck are you?
Right.
Maybe you're immoral. I mean, you know what are you doing?
Yeah.
Everyone, go to another one. Then you can not like it if you don't want, but you can't infringe or encroach on somebody else's freedoms or what they want to do. That's what America's about. I just hate that hypocrisy. Like we're for freedom. Except no, this, that, the other thing. Here's a list of 1,000 things that we're against. It's fucking freedom, dude.
I would feel it would be hard for the girl. I would feel like for the girl to want to be in that would be really fucking weird and hard.
Who the fuck are we to stop a girl from doing something she wants to do?
Or
a
boy, because she wants to be a boy.
No, that's brave.
Just to protect her. It's like, dude, when I was a kid, like, you know, there were bullies, there were gang members. My mother wasn't like, don't walk the street. You know what I mean? It's like, you gotta be able to survive in this world. So go learn. If this kid wants to be a Boy Scout and she feels she's a boy, look, it ain't going to be easy for you, kid. Get out there and fucking learn how to make a fire.
Yeah.
Okay?
The universe doesn't give a fuck.
No.
Doesn't give a fuck. Everyone needs to calm the fuck down. All right, you're a fungus growing on a rock, floating in nothingness.
See, the problem is vast... the people that believe they're going to be judged for it when they die.
Well,
that's
you know, get rid of that seventh century fucking seventh century nonsense.
I agree.
You know, those are the same people who hate Muslims for believing all that dumb shit.
Yeah.
So you believe dumb shit too. Now the issue is there is
right,
an
that's
issue.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
because it's both sides. Yeah.
Ah, it's just it's you believe it in thing, seventh yeah. century shit.
It's like
yeah.
a guy in yeah. a church laughing at Scientology.
You believe that the
like,
fucking
what are you doing?
You think there was Adam and Eve and a woman was made of a rib out of a man, and right. you think the world is. You know, there's no dinosaurs. You're like, hey, it just started. There right, was just humans.
I think it's different.
We're
with Scientology.
Fucking apes.
Okay, I think it's different with Scientology, though. I do. I do think it is. Wow. Here's how I think it's different.
Wow.
Because at least with a god, right? And it's just my opinion, but at least with a god, it's something mythical that we don't know and that we can't see.
Right.
Okay, L. Ron Hubbard wrote a fucking comic book.
Right.
You know, like at least there's
it's not different, dude. He believes in aliens. I bet you there's a huger chance we'll know that there's aliens someday than there is a god.
Yeah, and also, he wrote a book. We know who wrote it. Who wrote the Bible? It's a collection of stories people used to tell to each other. They never
Nobody wrote down. Anything down for 300 yeah. years.
Have you guys seen this thing that Leah Remini, what this chick is doing on?
Yeah.
Have you watched what they do?
I'm very proud of her. Yeah,
but I want to say this.
It's amazing what she's doing.
To come out of this and do what she's doing.
I want to say this about the transgender people. There is the issue, and I understand this issue, and it's a parent struggle with it. It's like, at what age do you determine that this kid knows
right.
that what he or she wants to do? You know, because a lot of these kids do regret it. That does happen.
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Like if you're a 7-year old kid,
right?
And you're like, I feel like I'm a boy. I want to be a boy. I identify as a boy. That's just how I'm built.
She's a girl, but
wants to be a boy. I'm transgendered, you know. And you're a parent. You're going like, am I gonna let this kid? Because this stuff is irreversible. You know, it's irreversible. You start taking hormones and stuff like that. It's irreversible. It does things to your body that are irreversible. So this is such a huge decision of such unbelievable magnitude to let a 7-year-old decide. Because what does happen, a lot of these kids do it and then they end up regretting it and they say, you know, I wish I would have waited a little bit because my feelings changed.
Did you see the thing of Ruby Rose from Orange is the New Black?
No.
She said that she felt like she was a boy, but she never had the surgery, and she's glad because now she's like, I want to have kids. Like, I'm so glad I never.
No, that'd
that.
Be tough to like slap because on tits and then not want them. And he like,
and it happened. And that does happen.
Yeah,
and then not want them. Well,
you could do that with pizza.
I feel like if a guy got a set of tits in any way, he'd probably be like, oh, that's
yeah,
okay.
I mean, cutting your dick. But you can't make any sexual moves like that until you're 18, anyway, right?
No. No, it depends. No, you can do it.
If your parents
can't give a 7-year old.
Your parents and demanding it, like your parent.
Yeah, there's
parents,
a girl who has a reality show. Fuck. I forgot, like a young girl. I forgot the name, but she has like a reality show about her transition.
I think Frontline or 60 Minutes or I can't really remember where.
Dude, that's almost criminal. You can't give a 7-year old fucking shit.
Well, that's
crazy.
The issue
dude, my mother didn't let me pick a menu item at a restaurant at 7.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. I'd be like, I don't want a dick. All right, we'll go to the doctor on Monday. We'll take care of this.
But I'll tell you what you eat for dinner.
But you are having mac and cheese.
Yeah, you better have this fucking. You're eating all that chicken.
All your vegetables.
And then,
before you
then if you eat all that chicken, we'll take your dick off.
Yeah.
But not until you eat all
that. I think they should wait.
Obviously.
But then on the flip side, if they start early, then you really, that's the, but then on the flip side, I understand because if you really want to be a girl, you start early before, because they do testosterone suppression. So you basically become a girl. I mean, you could not tell. The earlier you start, nobody in this room would be able to tell because it's basically a girl. Those are real tits. There's a real feminine figure, high voice. You know, she's a girl, except she's a girl. Everything about her is a girl, except...
Yeah. Except, like, hands, feet, and, like, Adam's apple?
No, not necessarily, because if you're taking the estrogen from that early, your
body
really develop. You
yeah.
don't develop as a man. You develop as a girl. Because that's the only thing that makes us girl or boy, is those two chemicals. Testosterone or estrogen.
Have you gotten a handy from a tranny? Transsexual?
No, but I would, yeah. She's hot.
You said something that I still think, I still quote.
Yeah.
That if you got tricked... Do you remember this?
What would I say?
If you got tricked by a girl, if you were fucking someone from
I wouldn't stop it. If I was attracted to the person...
You'd reach around and feel a dick. Do you remember what you said?
Oh, yeah. That's a good joke, actually.
It was fucking great. Do you remember what you said?
Yeah, I said I'd reach around and just pretend like I popped through to the other side.
It was his own dick. Like it was his own dick. He was so big, he went through, and he's like, I just pretend I'm fucking... Dude, that is...
That's funny.
That burned itself in my brain. I'm like, that is still...
I wish no big deal. Just pretend like I popped through the other side. It actually felt like my dick's that big that it came out the other side. Look, I'm a straight man. I love women too much. It's, you know, I just like I'm like very heterosexual. I would consider, you know, everyone's kind of on a scale.
Yeah.
I'm like tortured by like how beautiful women are. Like, it's just like always a thought in my mind. Like, I just, like, if I was a Roman emperor, I would just, I mean, it would just be bad. It would, no, it would just
Caligula.
Be bad. Yeah, I'd just be like, it would be bad. Yeah. And,
what the
I just bad. And, you
like
know,
Saddam Hussein's kids.
Yeah, it's like
that.
If I'm attracted to you because you have all, I'm attracted to femininity. So if you embody femininity, like, just like a girl, and I can't see what's in your fucking, under your dress or your pants or whatever, I'm going to be attracted. If I see a dick, am I going to go, whoa, I'm not just going to, all right, well, I guess we're doing something different tonight, you know?
Yeah, but I feel like when
I look at my own dick
this,
all the time.
I don't know, yeah, dude. If I got a sandwich, I'm like, oh, this is tofu, I wouldn't eat it. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
like,
but I've looked at my dick, right? And I've admired my
same
dick.
Thing.
You know, sometimes I look at my dick, not a lot. Because
you got a big dick.
But
you
like,
said you
yeah,
got a
I got
big dick.
No, but if I sell my dick, right? Again, I'm going in the
How
shower.
How hilarious would it be fucking seeing Versus Naked with a big dick?
Just dragging it.
Just 5'8", walking around.
Yeah, yeah.
Little gut hanging out. Just big fucking. Mule off to the right.
We keep moving our seats back.
Off to the right.
We keep shifting back.
Yeah, but I feel like if you see that dick, if your own dick, it's different. If you see, if you're messing around and you think it's a woman and a dick popped out, you know.
A limp dick's ugly, but a hard one is.
Oh,
kinda,
I do a bit on that. Limp dick is the ugliest
yeah,
thing
it's
ever.
It's the ugliest fucking thing.
But I'm
but
saying if
a
you.
A hard dick's kind of like.
It's a little aggressive, a hard dick. Like, I don't think I want to see a hard
you
dick.
You know, here's the deal.
You don't want it?
I don't want a hard dick near me, no.
You've never double teamed a girl?
You'd rather have a soft dick?
I wouldn't want any dick if I had
to. Well, right, but
a soft dick tells me this guy's not ready for action. I think I'm a little safer. Yeah. A hard dick is like anything can happen.
Touche.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
To me, it's just a sex
But if you were making out with a girl that you thought was attractive and you were trying to hook up with, and then she got you felt on her pants and you were thinking you're going to rub, you know, you're going to rub her, you know.
Yeah, pussy. You could say we're on a podcast.
Yeah, yeah. But
and it was a dick. Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, I'm sorry, but the night ends right now.
I'm saying how the hard on's got to go down at that.
Yeah.
No.
You got at least can you get soft again?
You think in theory it would, but you know communism
no,
also is
he
a great
means
theory.
Your hard on
doesn't work in reality.
My erection.
No, yeah. I mean his hard on.
Yes, his. If he's
this just
out,
got really
yes.
fucking weird.
Yeah, no.
No, his dick. Everybody just went like this.
My dick.
It was almost like a standoff. With
Here's
guns.
The deal. Here's the fact.
I know who's dick.
Here's the data.
I'm not saying like get away from me. I'm not gay. I'm just like this isn't what I signed up for.
That's fine, and that's fine. Hey, I mean if that's the way you react, that's fine.
All respect to you.
I don't know if I believe it 100% for the people who say it generally. I think people are scared of it and they say fucking, I think if they were in that situation with a hot ass fucking transgender
yeah, but
girl.
But
see,
to me,
that
no.
takes away the hot. That takes yes. away the hot.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
That could be fine. But here's the reality. Here's the reality. Transgendered porn is like the third most watched porn.
That's
all.
Because people don't know what else kind of porn to
no,
watch.
I also
They're,
think
like,
really.
I also
well,
think
I
it's
mean,
that guy you were talking
want,
about
like,
who doesn't know.
Yeah,
what
I've
it
never
is.
Watched it
Google
once. Really?
I was like, well, I guess I'm going to see the whole thing.
It's
right
the
here.
Third most watched porn. So there's a lot of guys,
yeah,
and
but,
they're
yeah,
all
they're
straight
curious.
Guys.
They're also
they're all straight guys that identify.
You, know
you ask a gay guy if he likes a transgendered person. 100% of them go.
But it makes sense that it's third. Yeah. It makes sense that it's third because you have hetero, then you have gay.
Well,
and
you
then
got
you have
no,
that.
You got lesbian. Oh, you got a lot of
but
categories.
Also,
you got like
the
lesbian.
Transgender probably appeals to other people, like maybe gay people.
Nope,
or,
it doesn't.
Know.
But it does not.
Really?
Yep, it does not. You see, we're
again,
learning today.
With the facts. You
ask
got all the transgender
I do.
Facts.
Ask a gay guy.
You're saying that it's attractive
go ask
to straight
a,
males.
It's only attractive to straight males. Yeah, or maybe
yeah, but
bi.
How can they prove that? Yeah. How can they prove that?
Ask them. Yeah, just ask them.
How can you prove that only straight men are going to tranny?
Because
is
that's...
Anyone, is there anyone on the message
board? You
know
how many
board?
Straight guys yeah, yeah. or how many guys I know that my gay male friends have hooked up with who are straight guys?
Well, that's gay to me. I don't ever want to hook up with a guy like a fucking straight
well,
hairy leg.
Oh, that's dude, what I'm saying.
No, a guy with big tits. Now we're talking.
That's what I'm
yeah.
saying,
but
though.
That's ignorant. That's ignorant
that's
to call him a guy with
said.
Big tits.
But that's what I'm
that's
saying.
Ignorant.
They can't it's... prove that it's only straight guys that are interested in this because
yes.
I know
ignorant,
straight that... guys that have hooked up with my guy gay friend, gay guy friends.
Right. If they consider themselves straight, I guess.
Wait a minute. So
you know what I mean?
But then they're not straight then.
Exactly.
That to me is a little weird. But according to Thomas Dale. Then they're straight. That's the only guys he's attracted to, straight guys, and they do that. They have a kink on the side.
Yeah,
or
but that
fucking...
means, but that means they're not 100% heterosexual.
Well, that's
right.
I mean, is anyone 100% heterosexual? Then how did ancient Greece happen? What happens in jail? Is everyone 100% heterosexual? Well,
I mean,
I think
you know,
also,
do
I think
you have to say
is.
Ancient Greece. I think we all know.
You know,
what
I mean,
items.
It's not just Greece.
Yeah, no,
happened
true.
In the Ottoman Empire, the Roman Empire.
Happens in every empire.
Happens everywhere.
Look, you know, I
is
remember...
everyone 100%? I mean, I think it's a scale. I think that's the most...
No, because I can look at a man and go, that's an attractive guy, but I don't want any part of it. But I remember, you know, I'll give you an example. I remember I was in the mall once, right? I was in the mall around Christmas time years ago, and I never forget. I just saw this girl's figure, and it was I'm not even joking. I was like 18, 19, and this girl's figure was like, I couldn't believe it was everything. The curve and the ass was coming out of the yoga pants, and my dick just jolted. No, my dick jolted. My dick just pulsated. It instinctively. I didn't try. I didn't do anything. My dick just was like, whoa, you know? And then if I see a good-looking man, that's like, oh, that guy must get girls. That guy must crush it. Yeah. My dick won't do. Like, it's just, I'm not. So,
now, what if that girl was transgendered?
Well, my dick would see her dick and go, no.
No, no, I'm saying if you saw her in the mall.
Oh, then that's different. Yeah, that's different. We didn't say that. I'm saying you could be kissing. You could be hot and heavy and into it. But I'm saying once you feel a hard on that's not yours, and it's that's a game check, because then there's a pair of balls and then the whole thing gets into your head.
Boner killer.
So let me get this straight. So you were attracted. So when you were attracted to everything about her, everything, just fucking hottish, made your dick jolt or whatever. Until you see the dick.
Yes, he's not looking for a dick. He's looking for a vagina.
Dick is a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
It's not. If it's not to you, that's fine.
I'm not sure if I believe you 100%.
All right. I mean, there's only one way to prove it. Show me your dick.
Let's get one in here. Get Bailey J in here, see what happens.
I've been around her.
I've met her.
Is she hot in person?
And it didn't, you know.
She's a very effeminate looking person.
Yeah. Very nice, very effeminate, you know, but it's just like it didn't, you know, you see the.
And I remember she said she has a boyfriend or a husband.
Well, you two guys may be, you know, that may be the way it is, but I tell you what.
Look,
guys are watching it. It's the third most watched porn.
Good for them.
You could say you don't know who's watching it, but just ask. Ask gay guys if they watch it.
I wish they
could. Gay guys don't watch it.
I'm not saying gay guys. I'm saying the same straight guys that are hooking up with gay dudes.
I don't know if that's the
and
dominant.
Have girlfriends. I've met these guys. They have girlfriends.
Straight men that watch transsexual porn are not 100% straight. Why would you? Because why would you? Because that means that you want to see penises all over
the
fucking joint.
I think that
you want to see penises. You want to see both.
Get it out of here.
Wait a second. Do you guys watch porn? You watch straight porn?
I'm a little confused.
I don't really watch porn.
You watch straight porn?
I mean, I don't watch it as much anymore, but that's the porn I watch.
A lot of hard dicks in that, too. You're watching another guy.
I watch, what's it called? That's Chappelle's joke.
Girl.
Chappelle said he's got to have more, there's got to be more girls or equal amount
of dicks.
Yeah.
I mean, there's hard dicks in there. It's a phallic symbol.
I actually think
about
that in
the mind. When you're watching
it
porn.
Does.
They put you guys in a study? That's the way we'd really know. They'd put you in a study. They've done this. This is how they know who watches it and who doesn't. This is how they know. They do studies. You're just rejecting all data then. That seems to be the culture in America now.
No one's rejecting any data.
I could unequivocally tell you I've never watched my children
will
never
put
watched.
You guys, they'll hook you up, you know? They hook you up to fucking sensors and they hook you, your penis up
to see.
Yeah,
they put
see.
The thing around your dick.
They do that. And your brain. They do everything.
Yeah.
And then they show you the different types of porn.
It's just the dick. I'm like,
they show you the different types of porn and they see what happens. And you know, a lot of the studies that they've done, a lot of the guys who are like, fuck that, I would never do that. The guys who are like, I don't like gay porn.
Why do they have those to be Italian accent? Yeah, fuck that shit. Get the fuck out. I'm a little confused.
The guys who are like very open-minded.
I'm very confused right now.
They find the guys that are like very open-minded kind of just like, say, yeah, you know
one day I was at my mom's house.
They're always
Italian.
A lot straighter.
I watched some porn.
And what they like than the guys who are like, yeah, once this is a dick, I'm out. I don't like gay. And then they show them gay porn. And then we always want what, you know.
But that's the guys who are like the, you know, the congressmen from the South that are like so anti. Yeah.
So what are you
the ones trolling for dick.
So what are you saying? Are you saying
I'm
that
saying
a straight
sexuality? No, I'm saying sexuality is a scale. I'm saying it's a scale.
Don't disagree.
It's like a scale, right? So you can be like
90%.
90%,
straight.
8, 9, you know, you're on a scale. I mean, you know, it's like we do it for reproduction, but it really feels good. You can't help the things that attract you.
Exactly.
And it's a scale. And I'm also saying transgendered porn, the people who are attracted to third sex people, you can ask transgendered people and you can also ask gay people. And ask any of them. Not it's not going to be the exception. Gay guys, every gay guy will tell you that does not turn them on.
Right.
So who's watching it? That's my point. Who is watching the third most watched
closeted
search?
I think closeted homosexuals.
So then that means that everyone, like, fucking, you know how many homosexuals there are? No, they're not.
Or if they can't explore that in their real life, they're doing it. They're watching so much more porn.
Exactly.
Per capita, which is why.
Yeah, well,
it's
that's
so
what
popular.
They say. They say when you've watched enough
that's
porn.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
you know what's
it's
actually
like people like. different, you know.
You go down
like
a rabbit hole after I think you've seen everything that you want to see.
You guys are just looking for, it's hilarious because you guys are looking for rationalization.
We're giving you actual information.
No, you're not giving me anything that
we are, and
that,
we've actually agreed with
you.
No,
you're giving, none of you are giving me any data. What's your data? You're just saying the reason is, I know the reason.
No,
the reason is, I'm telling you the data. I'm telling you.
We've literally agreed with you every step of the way, and you will not accept it.
What's your data? What study have you read?
None.
That says that these guys are closeted homosexuals.
We've agreed with you.
No, you just said they're closeted homosexuals.
Option. That's an option.
So I want to know what study you read where that says that the people who are watching
it doesn't take up a lot of my time.
Well, then there you go.
I'm not saying that's the fact. I'm saying I know straight guys who have hooked up with my gay guy friends.
Are they watching transgendered porn?
Probably.
Ask them. Oh, probably is not. It's not going to cut it.
Giannis, do you think that person is straight? Hold on. Do you think that person is straight? Someone who is in a relationship, in a heterosexual relationship, but hooks up with
a gay guy or getting
blowing a gay guy?
I think that that person knows in himself what he's really into, and that could be a kink on the side that he likes. Yes.
But you don't think
it's
that
up to
kink,
him.
You don't think that kink slides him down that scale closer
it
to
it slides
gay.
Him down the scale
closer
but
to
if
gay.
He identifies as heterosexual,
I don't think it's
he's
I'll tell you this, I don't think it's the third most watched. Deepu, look that up. I
actually did look it up, and I have the 25 most searched terms
data
on Pornhub.
Go
are
for
we
it.
Going are we can we use that? All right.
Deplorable. I'm giving you all these names for Alex.
Okay. Oh, I was thinking Into Deepu. What do you think?
No, terrible.
Oh. Okay, anyway.
It's not
so
a 90s R&B album. So.
That's true.
Okay,
God, I hope
so
I'm right here.
The top, starting at
suck
number,
if I'm wrong.
I guess we go from number one.
Yeah.
The most searched term on Pornhub this past year was stepmom.
Sounds about right.
How funny is this? Wait up. Bobby just texted me. he texted me. Don't look at your fucking phone when you're doing the show. And I'm just looking at my phone to see that text.
Yeah, he's in the chat room right now. But the second most...
Hey, Bobby.
Yep. Why isn't he here?
Bobby!
He's on the chat room.
I think he's on the road or something.
I don't think I don't think it's the third most watched.
Let's see. Stepmom.
Hold on, we'll get to it. Good. Stepmom.
Number two is cartoon.
Wow.
This is the third most watched. This is the third most Google search
these are
within
like
Pornhub.
Terms, yeah.
Top U.S. searches of 2015. So only U.S.
Yeah. 2015?
2015.
Yeah, but it's 2017. Where are those?
That is true.
Yeah, no more data. I'm scared I'm going to be wrong. So let's just get out.
Say the third. Say the third.
No, look, lesbian is third.
Uh-huh. Third, lesbian.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Fourth is teen.
Uh-huh. Fifth is black.
Hilarious.
Seventh or sixth.
Six is MILF.
MILF.
Yeah. How far do we have to go?
See,
to get
how far
to
transgender?
Transgender is not on this list.
Oh,
that's not 2 years ago.
That was my first thought after that was that's a wrong stat. That's a wrong stat.
No, no, no. There's Google most watched porn.
Linda, wrong stat.
Google
come on, there's Ruff. There's Dominique.
They did I'll send you a TED talk by these two scientists who did it.
Oh, now I'm on porn.
No, these two Danish scientists, I swear.
There's a study in Fiji.
I'll show you. I'll send Deepu all the articles.
Go to
post them up.
Go to imalittleconfused.com.
I hope that's the name of this.
Do you know? Know what it is? Giannis said it so confidently.
We all believe you.
You fucking hook.
Because it's true. It is true.
You said it so confidently.
When did you get this information?
I've been reading. I read all about it. I'll send all the links.
Dude,
I don't have mummy right now because I'm sitting
reading.
Here.
There's two scientists in Lebanon. Yeah, they said that people eat rice after 10 p.m. The third most.
Third
most times you eat rice after 10. Not before.
Here we go. I'm going to fucking Google it.
Make up 35% of the food you're eating.
Dude, you like soup? They say if
Giannis, get off your phone. Bobby won't.
There's four
won't
scientists
like that.
Who never graduated college. I still respect them. Who say
if you eat liver, you like dick more than the next guy. Yeah. I swear to God, this Chilean
there's a Russian blog. You got to translate it on Google, so I might be a little wrong.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I can find 2016 stats, but. Just nothing's coming
I love how stepmom is one.
And then MILF is like number five.
It's gotta be though.
MILF is like number five.
There's a lady in your house who's kind of hot, but you can't. You
she's blowing
her.
Your dad. It's like.
Why is cartoon number two? Like that's.
That bothers you?
Yeah.
That seems pretty safe, actually. I'm
what
happy
the
with that.
Fuck? People
no one
like
gets,
it's actual
no
cartoons
one gets,
having sex. I've never
I
seen
I bet you pissing.
Porn.
I would guess pissing. Is more than transsexual.
Especially now after
no
the
way.
Trump thing.
No way.
There's a lot of people that like that pissing,
no
man.
Are they straight? Is that straight?
What, pissing?
Getting
pissing?
Pissed on?
Yeah.
Just a little dirty.
Yeah, you just didn't get hugged
I think it's actually like kind of like a self-deprecation. It's a really, Yeah, to get pissed on or shit on means you really don't think highly of yourself.
I had a friend who's you know? Whose girl.
You can't be like, yeah, shit on my chest. Yeah, yeah. I love myself.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a beautiful person. Yeah, no, put the cellophane foil around my face.
Listen, punch me in the nose while you're shitting on my chest. That's just, I'm into it.
No, I had a great relationship with my dad. Why do you ask?
All right, here we go. Here we go.
What is the message board saying while he's pulling this up?
There's a Sydney Morning Herald, Australia.
Australia.
All right.
The headline is, "Our Sexual Desires Exposed by Neuroscientist Porn Study." So these are neuroscientists doing the study.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Straight men are aroused by penises as homosexuals. The study also gathered some revealing insights into women's porn searches. The study, which dubbed the world's...
Women's porn searches like Clean House.
20 sexual interests that account 20 sexual interests that accounted for 80% of all the porn people watch and spent money on them. The top five categories are youth, gays, MILFs, breasts, cheating wives, four body parts, straight men. Where
are we just listening to you?
Giannis is we're listening to Giannis try to find his
heterosexual men search for penises almost as often as they search for vaginas, and out of the top 35,000 most popular adult sites, roughly 1,000 were devoted to large penises.
So that's either just gay.
The study found that the largest audience for shemale, male to female transgendered porn, was heterosexual men. This is an erotic illusion. These are erotic stimuli that trick the perceptual machinery of the sexual brain by combining different sexual cues and novel combinations.
I think that's also a big part of it is like, you know, like sexual stimuli doesn't have a rhyme or reason. You know, like there's people that like will take acid and they'll come when they see blue light.
The
like,
researchers,
you know, they're not gay because they like blue light.
Well, and then they're debunking what you guys are saying. They're saying the researchers have dismissed moral panic that argues pornography is encouraging men to pursue degrading and perverse sexual habits. Said porn was a reflection of male desires rather than a creator of male desires, and erotica generally functions to liberate and satisfy structure. Yeah, all the studies that they've been doing tend to suggest that the perception that the more you watch, the more horrible shit you want to see isn't true.
Yeah, I don't believe that. Yeah.
But in all fairness, that's just an Australian study from a couple people in Australia.
No. This is an Australian article about a study done by neuroscientists.
Two neuroscientists.
Yeah, did a study.
Okay.
And there's been other studies.
Well, look, I mean, listen, if people want to see that shit to just, I don't know. I mean, it's whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I don't care if you go out and do it. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
You don't tell other people they can't do something. That's all.
And look, I'll be honest. If I fucking grabbed a stiff one and I liked it, I'd be like, what the fuck? Yeah. You know, I'd be like, that. You know,
guy, is that a Robusta?
Hey, I would say to my therapist, I'm a little confused. Yeah, I grabbed this dick. But I mean, for me, I'm not into it.
No, I was at the deli. Why do you ask?
I was at the deli.
I was reaching for the chips. The dick was there.
I mean, and then something happened.
Yeah, no. Mayo everywhere. I gotta talk.
Now every time I eat a Dorito, I think of a dick.
I gotta tell you, I'm starting to like it almost as much as I like Doritos.
But not the original.
Yeah, no. Cool Ranch, I prefer. Where'd you go? Where's the therapist? When did they leave?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Giannis is looking
I see Bobby right now.
Website.
I see Bobby right now going, what the fuck is Giannis doing? Why the fuck?
My wife is calling. She's probably watching going, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, boy.
Bobby's actually in the chat room. He wants to say his top.
So I was wrong. I was wrong, according to this. I was way wrong.
I fucking called it. Yeah. I knew it. You said it way too confidently.
On Pornhub. No, on Pornhub at least.
Yeah.
Pornhub,
that's a fucking huge one, no? That's
it's a big one.
He just gave us that
info. Yeah, I'm just saying it ranks 22nd in the most searched.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty high.
Yeah.
That's still pretty high. Of all the categories, redheads, blonde, you can go anywhere. It's 22nd.
I think it's. I actually.
And it's saying here, porn insiders know. Like they're talking about what porn. porn insiders, like the industry
is
knows.
That a job.
Like the people
I'm
who make porn.
I see, you know what he said? That it just. I just picture people in suits going into an office. Yeah, going, listen, you know, we did a study. Okay, when cum goes across the face, and like they're just all buttoned up.
We're all Danish scientists. How are you?
So check this out. It gets shemales 1.51% of category of views is still significant when you consider that Pornhub sees 60 million visitors per day. Over the last few years, our search and category diversity has grown, so individual types of porn are smaller proportionally. For example, the number one search category is lesbian at 6.39, while amateur, for example, gets 2%. So it's right under amateur porn, shemale. So
Well, that's, I mean,
that's significant.
It's great that someone who is into transgender, that's their thing, now has a category.
We got here from Boy Scouts. Just want to remind everybody. Yeah. We were talking about the Boy Scouts.
This poor boy who's actually a girl is actually searching for female porn. Can't get in.
Google analysis, Google Analytics bears this out. In a comparative analysis, Shemale has 2.74 million hits. This Tranny has 450,000. T-girl has 90,000 and transsexual has 60,000.
This is like a
look.
NPR
I look at it.
Podcast.
Look, I look at it. I look at it. Like,
so that's not. Those aren't gay guys. I mean, yeah. It's not gay.
Welcome to
those
this numbers, American life.
Gay guys is 1 out of 10. I think is the
look.
The
I study. Think whatever.
So it's just that those numbers don't add up. You know, and it's like, and gay guys just don't like transgender porn.
But that's fine. But yeah,
all right, we spent enough time.
Yeah, we should listen. Yeah. Listen. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever people.
Whatever
think,
you want to jerk off to, jerk off to.
Right.
Get
yeah.
It
right.
Out of
that's it. Whatever you want to jerk off to, jerk off to. You know. I just think all I'm saying is grabbing a dick when I'm making out with somebody. Throw a wrench in my
this
evening.
Is what I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I'm saying I'm attracted to femininity.
I ordered steak and there's a
wrench
in
ask for.
I've seen some transgendered women. This is what I'm saying. I've seen some transgendered women that are so attractive that like I'm attracted to them. Like,
I've
I just,
seen
right.
them too.
I'm
and
just
I'm like,
attracted
why is your
to them.
Body
yeah. Now I don't know what would happen if a fucking
as a man.
If a horn came out. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I would assume I'm because
Jewish?
I'm so horns.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I'm so attracted to it. Like I know me. I wouldn't feel gay doing it. You know, I would just be like, I'm attracted to this person.
To you,
and that's
this
your
I'm
business.
Just another experience.
Yeah.
It's a, yeah. I mean and I would not feel the same way with dudes because I'm just not attracted. And in fact, some transgendered women who have masculine qualities, that's kind of a turnoff to me. If they look, I'm talking about the ones that are like fucking,
yeah.
He just looks like a woman. Soft
like
features.
Cox, she's really pretty.
Yeah, she's even a little masculine for me.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit.
I guess because she's really big, but she's beautiful. Yeah.
But somebody has shown
not
me.
Not saying she's not beautiful.
And, this is, and that's your thing, but somebody has shown
it's
me
not
a beautiful.
Not just my thing.
Somebody, no, I'm saying.
Even you guys would be attracted, but then you'd see the horn
no,
and you'd go, all right,
what
no.
I'm saying, what I'm saying.
That's, yeah. So that just proves.
They, no, that's what I'm saying.
That, but
yeah,
that just proves that straight guys are attracted to transgendered
no,
women.
No, it's not.
Well, let me finish.
No, because you're fixated with the femininity. That's what attracts you.
You're attracted, so straight man is attracted.
Yes.
To them,
but
until you get the
that
horn.
That's them.
Yeah, until you get the
he
horn.
It's a woman. They're attracted until you to get, you.
But that's
what
almost,
if they got an ugly pussy when you get there? Does it? Have you ever been turned off by an ugly or smelly pussy?
Yeah.
All right. So what's the difference? Yeah, were you attracted to her before you got there?
Yeah.
All right. Point made. Now let's move on.
We've agreed with you that entire time.
No, but I saw a picture of, somebody showed me a picture and he goes, look at this. And it was a beautiful woman. And then I saw the breasts and it was beautiful breasts. And then I saw her hog and I was done.
Yeah.
You know, it was just you know, so what
have you ever seen the transgendered model, what's her name? She actually got in trouble in Jezebel. Jezebel tried to get her in trouble for actually quoting Marisa in Twitter. She said, I'm trying to find a classy white nigga to pay for my tits. And Andrea,
right, yeah.
she's like one of the biggest models in the world, and she's transgendered. If you saw her, she is so fucking gorgeous. She's like fucking Kate Moss. Fucking
no hint of a man.
Just fucking. Can you pull her up? Pedjic? She's Australian. Andreja Pedjic or something.
Okay.
Is Bobby in the chat room?
Yes. 1 second. Is she in Zoolander 2?
I don't know, dude. She's like one of the biggest models in the world.
Andreja Pedjic.
Yeah.
Pedjic, right?
I mean, I'm going to question your Google skills if you can't find her.
Yeah. Oh, it's not.
Can you put it on that screen?
Throw some pics up. I'll pull up her Instagram. Well, you pull up her Instagram.
And what?
It's your background on your phone. Look at this before you see the hog.
It's a picture of me with my dick in her hand just looking at her.
You Photoshop yourself in the background. You got one hand on the dick.
Yeah.
Just saying, there's way too much judgment going on about that shit, man.
Wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah.
I just think it's what you're attracted to.
Yeah. What you're attracted to is what you're. I mean,
what
look
you're
at
attracted
that,
to is what you're attracted to.
Take a look
to,
at which, that which, fucking verse. Look at which, that.
This is right here.
Look at that.
Pull
yeah.
the one up in the bikini.
Yeah,
that's a man.
That's a man. Born a man.
Born a man right there.
Born a man.
Born
but she doesn't.
Man.
But she doesn't have a hog,
huh?
She doesn't have a mule.
She had a hog. She cut it off. She decided to
this
cut
is
it off.
Every animal.
Not cut it off. That's rude. She, you know.
Wait, this whole time I wasn't on
she
the
inverted it.
Yeah.
Because she didn't cut it off.
Okay.
They invert it. They invert it inside.
But some get actually cut off, inverted. Right?
Dude, the line between male and female.
You know what they do?
Scientifically is so thin. It's so fucking thin, you'd be surprised.
You would never know that that's a.
Of course you wouldn't.
My wife and I
are more gorgeous than most women. She's more gorgeous than most women.
Not my type. I hear you, but not my type.
You like a fat ass, but what do you want from me?
So you could tell me you could do all that. You can't put a little bubble up there? My wife and I were watching this thing about like Thailand, and of course they got to like the training. I don't know. Can you say training?
Totally training okay culturally over there, by the way. Yeah. And they consider themselves straight.
Yeah.
So it's like you got to go outside the scope of America.
But one girl,
it's totally straight.
She doesn't
over there.
Have it anymore. She's like, no, they do the surgery here. It's not that expensive. She was like talking about it, and the guy asked her, "Does it still work?" And she's like, "Oh yeah, I still get wet." And that's when I was like, I kind of want to turn this thing off. I'm not against it. I'm happy.
Wait,
it's
what do you
there.
Mean she Wait, gets wet? How?
She
yeah.
still get like it's the guy's pre cum still comes out of her vagina, and I was like, this is like too much information.
Yeah, well, when you put it like that,
yeah.
What's that right there?
Hey, well, who was here before me?
But I think it is worth noting in Thailand, it's an old tradition that goes all the way back. Culturally, they don't think it's weird at all, and they don't think it's gay at all.
In India, they used to have male masseuses that would suck you off. Like that's been through culture.
In what?
In old Indian culture, they had like male masseuses that it was like straight guys would go and a male would massage you.
But they actually
and then they would suck you off
in Thailand. They actually like they revere them because they think that they have sort of both. They have both spirits, male and female.
Right.
So they think that they're just kind of
Native Americans.
Human
I forget what tribe it is. They had five genders.
Yeah.
Like
I mean, they eat rats. It's in Vietnam, so you know people different strokes for different
it's
folks.
It's what you want.
It's what you grew up with too, and the culture you grew up in too.
Yeah,
which affects your brain.
It does.
I bet if you guys were born over there, you'd think differently. It's a lot of it is cultural.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, and that's again, I'm fine with whoever wants to do it.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. I hope all those guys that are secretly searching.
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement. All right,
go out there.
All right, I think we're pretty far into this, so I think we should wrap this puppy
up. Why don't
you
tweet at us and let us know what you think?
Yeah, yeah.
What is Bob? Who's in the
if
chat room?
If anybody has any questions about further transgender, just
besides
tweet
Giannis,
it.
Tweet it at me. I am
Giannis
the expert.
Knows everything.
Yeah. Giannis knows a Danish scientist that'll answer all your...
I'll send that link about the study that was done.
Tweet Giannis at Danish scientist.
Two neuroscientists.
Three guys with a chemistry kit. They did autopsies. From the nephew said.
You know what's funny, though, is that is kind of becoming the dominant culture in America.
Is what?
Whereas like people are always like, when it comes to like studies and like empirical evidence and science, you know, it's like everyone's like, you know,
I think it's also that there's so much data.
All these scientists, there's a lot of bullshit data out there, but all these fucking poor scientists that dedicate their lives to figuring out cures, truth, advancing technology. All this stuff that they do, the shit that they can do to your heart now, how they can save your life and prolong your life is crazy. Yeah. These guys do study after study. That's how the scientific method is. We do the study. We do studies. We do data. That's what psychiatrists do.
Yeah.
We prove a hypothesis. If it doesn't work, there's a great quote by one of the physicists. I can't remember his name. He says, doesn't matter how smart you are. Doesn't matter how great your explanation is. If it doesn't add up in study, if the data doesn't support it, it's wrong.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how brilliant it is.
You know,
wrong.
A lot of them are saying they're going to start running for office now. There's a whole group of scientists that say they're tired of being told
it's really
that
scary,
information
man.
Isn't like real anymore.
Yeah.
They're so scared of the fact that society seems to be going away from intellectual data that a lot of them are starting to gear up to run for office.
To get into, because they go by the numbers.
That's the real problem in this country that nobody talks about is how fucking stupid we are.
Yeah.
That's the real problem. Well, and you know, it's the hypocrisy of fucking Hollywood that comes out and says, we want gun control. And like, there are all these liberal agendas. And then they make all these big budget fucking shoot 'em up movies where guys are just heroes, blah, blah. And then everyone fantasizes, I'm going to be that good guy with a gun. I just go blah, 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 blah. You know, it's like you're conditioning these fucking morons. All these reality shows with this dumbed down nonsense.
Yep.
All these fucking shitty comedians who go out like really like 12-year-old fucking jokes. Like the shittiest fucking, and they love it. They cater to this 12-year-old sensibility.
Yeah.
You know, that's what, you know, because it's easy. The hot chick, the big tits, the fucking young hot comedian who's up there, you know, I'm farting in the elevator type of shit.
Yeah.
And then the fucking reality shows where it's drama. Hey, bitch, you said that? Fuck yeah. Fucking throw these plates at your head. And then the movies is just, this summer, Mark Wahlberg is in Diving Gun Guy. And then you fucking, pow, but just fucking shooting everywhere.
Yeah.
And then you wonder how this happened. You wonder, and then they underfund education. We're 18th in education. I know I'm throwing a lot of stats out there.
So many stats.
But
we're 18th, just behind transgenders.
Our education, we've become so fucking stupid that people can't think. They don't know. They have nobody even studies logic. What did you have a logic class? Did anyone have a logic class?
I did.
No.
Did you really?
Yeah. Fucking
another
coloring
stat
book.
Wrong. I had a logic class.
Yeah, it's too. Nobody has logic yeah. class. Everyone's fucking coloring until they're like 27. Oh. You're in a coloring class.
Did anybody
nobody
have a
takes
logic class?
Nobody takes logic. Yeah. Nobody takes fucking logic.
Who minored
basis,
in logic?
Yeah, my major. I minored in logic. Yeah. My majored in, yeah,
I majored in common sense.
Unbelievable.
Anyways. All right, so let's wrap this puppy up, see what everybody's got. Alexis, what do you have coming up to plug?
Illuminati Party is the show that I run. It's a secret location. It's in a basement, and we don't promote it. But hit us up. Hit me up at NotAlexis, and obviously Cooligans. If you guys like soccer, please tell me you guys like soccer. If you've ever even watched soccer, check it out. We're comedians first, soccer
What does the
second.
Data say about what Americans like in soccer? Yeah.
It's definitely not third.
it's actually second, 12 to 24-year-olds. Bam. We come in.
I was totally wrong about that, I admit.
I know a British scientist. He said soccer.
Yeah, yeah. Three Danish guys yelled goal, so we did it. Soccer Cooligans on everything. Follow us on Instagram. You'll be one of 10,000.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. That's what I was saying.
And you'll be the one of the only Americans who follow.
We're 80% American because I have the data to back it up because I can hit a button and it tells
me. I don't buy in data.
You got to name this one fucking data or scientist or some Danish scientist, yeah, whatever. Yeah. Luciana, what do you got coming?
I have my show at the Standing Room on next Wednesday, February 8th. It's called Fuck, Marry, Kill, and it's like the game. We play the game. We have a great lineup. 9 p.m. Wednesday the 8th.
Well, what do you mean you play the game? You actually ask the question? Like,
yeah, so everybody like in the audience writes down the name of anybody well-known, dead or alive, and then each comic draws one. The first one, the audience will yell out, fuck, marry, or kill, and then you talk about why you would fuck, marry, or kill, or how. You would be so good on the show. Yeah.
My feelings would get hurt if people want to fucking kill me. Wait, so we perform and then you guys...
And then you pick two people in the room to do the other two things. So if they tell you to fuck Justin Bieber, you talk about that and then you'd kill...
I'll do it whenever you want. It sounds fun.
Okay.
Wait, and then do
and
you...
And then you choose so you can like fuck... Or, you know, if they said fuck
I'll
Justin
fuck,
Bieber,
marry, and kill all can... trannies.
You're about to get so many emails and hate tweets.
And then you do a regular set?
Yeah, if you want. Actually, like one time we had Pete Lee do it and he did his whole set as the game and it was so awesome. Like he came up with stuff. He's like, I've never been able to do these jokes because you just find things or, you know, you just, who knows where it takes
how
you.
How fucking funny is Pete Lee?
He's so funny,
and
but
how about
he
a
killed
great
that
guy.
Show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to do a ranking of the nicest guys in comedy, you know?
Yeah,
there's like some really nice guys, but mostly Pete's shitty top. People. You know,
I don't know
myself
about that.
Included.
I don't know about that. Shitty people, well, maybe not great people.
No,
shitty people.
No, we got some monsters.
There's
in
some shitty
monsters.
People. Shitty people is a heavy. That's heavy.
You're right. They're that's, not murdering people.
That's,
yeah,
that's
you're
a
right.
Shitty people
you're right.
is heavy. But
no, the
right.
shitty
you know.
Shitty
person is the one who doesn't still know me.
Oh, you got to tell me that after this.
I will.
Okay, so that's October 8th.
No, that.
I mean,
wait, I'm confused. What's going on? A shitty person that doesn't know her? What
oh,
are
you weren't here yet. Wednesday, February 8th.
I'm sorry.
Standing Room, Long Island City.
We said October earlier.
You can follow me on. Well, I mean, I have to spell out my name, but I'm
do
sure
it.
Just go to this.
Follow her at Lucetta! Weba, weba, weba! Lucetta! Burritos!
Gatica. Gatica. G-A-T-I-C-A?
Yeah.
We did tell you she's not you Mexican, go. Right?
Yeah, I'm not Mexican.
Yanni, what do you got coming up, buddy? Anything to plug?
I'm sorry I called you Mexican. I genuinely thought you were Mexican, not because I was confusing
I don't care.
You.
I have Mexican siblings. It's fine. I'm not offended.
So you are part Mexican. Oh, they're
half.
Somebody,
yeah.
All right. Well, and you're from LA, so I thought you're
yeah,
from LA. You're like from LA, right? Like you're from there, right?
So you thought I was Mexican?
I thought you were, yeah, from
racist.
LA. I'm from LA, bro.
Are you from Queens?
I'm from Brooklyn. How dare you, Queens? Fucking
you're
Queens.
Greek, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a good point. Mm. Should
what was
be.
That quiz show? And they're like, I'm from Queens. I'm from New York City. And he goes, Queens is in New York City.
Queens is brutal.
Yeah.
We're so arrogant as New Yorkers, we get arrogant about other boroughs
in
New York.
Yeah, that's
fucking
true.
Staten Island. Get out of here. All right. I got tour dates coming up. They'll be on my website, yannispappas.net. I'll be at Gotham and Mar. I got a whole bunch of dates. So go check my website, follow me on Twitter, and try to catch me and Verzi smoking sticks at Soho.
Yeah. What do I got? This Friday, I will be at the Comedy Shop for my buddy James D. Benedetto at Mount Arlington. That
I'll
is
be there.
At the... you will be there.
Yeah.
That is at the Courtyard Marriott. Also, February 17th and 18th, I will be headlining the Comedy Connection in Providence, Rhode Island. That's one
love
show.
That room.
One show Friday the 17th, two shows Saturday the 18th, and a bunch of new dates coming in for 17 on my website, paulverzi.com. I want to thank Bobby Kelly and Deepu.
Yep.
And you know what, dude, podcast. You can also follow me on Twitter at Paul Verzi. And
we got a couple, just two more announcements. Follow this show, YKWD Podcast, on all social media platforms. And download the app, Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude app, on the iOS store or Google Play store. Go premium, get access to premium content. And we have Bobby's dates on the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. He'll be at Off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples, Florida. On the 11th, he'll be at Cabot Performing Arts Center in Beverly, Mass. And the 18th, he'll be at Cherokee Casino Kuala Ballroom in West Siloam Springs, Oklahoma. So you can check those out at robertkellylive.com. That's it. Thank you, Paul. You did great, man.
Oh, thanks, man. Had a good time.
Where are you going to be, Debo?
I have a
Grizzly Pear.
I could be. If I had self-esteem, I could be. next week, I actually have a couple of shows. One at Bar None on the 14th, Valentine's Day. Blowing off my chick for that, so that's always a good time. And the 16th, I will be at Karma Lounge hosting a show for my friend Kwame. Always a good time there. Yes, check those out. Dates on my Twitter, R2Deepu.
And then you'll be doing comedy in Pakistan once Trump gets fucking rid of use people.
I hear comedy's good there, so I'm excited. No soccer topics, hopefully. No soccer.
Look, even soccer is fucking...
They love it. They fucking love it out there.
All right, we're done. Thank you.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the YKWD Podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs. Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.